This week's episode of The Ghouls Are Back will not be seen and will return next week. Stay tuned as WSWN brings you the following live presentation of the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast.
The Shining Wizards Podcast is intended for entertainment purposes only. Opinions expressed by the host and guest are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the podcast or its affiliates. Content may include adult language or themes and is not suitable for all audiences. Viewer and listener discretion is advised.
The following is a presentation of the Shining Wizards Network, broadcasting live in high-definition video and available on all podcasting and streaming platforms. Follow us on social media at Wizards Podcast. Check out our merchandise at merch.shiningwizards.com. Do your Amazon shopping at amazon.shiningwizards.com. And become a Patreon supporter at patreon.com/wizardspodcast. And now, it's time for the Shining Wizards.
This is Bad Luck Fale, and you are listening to the Shining Wizard Podcast.
All right, welcome to episode 778 of the Shining Wizards Podcast, where I hope you're done blowing your snow, because so we can blow you away, that is, of course. Tonight at 7:30, we got one half of the Shot Callers, Jay the Key, plus fallout from Saturday night's main event as we preview the Royal Rumble. Also, we look ahead to a big championship episode of AEW Dynamite. Plus TNA, JCW, homework, and so much more. So let's get into it with some wrestling talk.
And talk about wrestling.
Brondo.
A double T.
I don't fucking know.
And some Kevin.
Oh, boy.
Buddy. Whoops.
Buddy, you should delete those.
Yeah, well.
You shouldn't have those files still.
Oh, fuck, I know what happened. Look down for a second and I miss it.
Oh my goodness. How you guys doing? How's everyone holding up with this weather?
I was doing good until about 2 minutes ago.
That's on you. You did that to yourself, man.
No, we all go down together.
Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Six, seven.
Hey, did all four of us notice that? I think HK maybe missed it.
No, no idea. I got nothing.
I missed it too, but I can guess.
I saw it.
I did too. Whoops.
You have to go back and watch the intro.
Nope. I'm going to edit that shit out. Bad Luck Fale fucked us over.
Like the others.
Hey, Ja Rule's joining us tonight. Holla, holla.
J Rule? No, JK.
JK Rowling's joining us. She wrote another book.
Oh, man. You guys are good, though? Everyone survived the storm?
Yeah.
Storm of the century or whatever they're calling it.
That better be fucking it, because I got no place else to put snow.
I got no place else to go. Was it super bad out there by you guys?
Well, what is your... Like, you're fucking weird. Today you were like, oh, it's above zero, so it feels really warm out here. So you're like a weirdo. The three of us like...
That's not that fucking weird.
Very weird. Like feels like Miami out here, guys. It's above zero. Meanwhile, the three of us are like, fuck this. I'm not going outside anymore. I'm not shoveling. I'm done with this bullshit.
I was in New York Friday night at like 10:30, and I was outside for no less than 2 minutes. It felt like my face was gonna fall off.
Well, your hair did.
Yeah, no. Sure did. No, it fell down.
That's mean.
My back.
Brother, Saturday,
Saturday, you said you were looking to go to Adam's Tavern to get some of the world's best water service. What actually happened there?
Oh, we walked in and there was legit a 30-minute wait. So
because they were so packed.
Yeah, they were 100% packed. Doing all booked up for 30 minutes, so had to go elsewhere.
Did you go visit Rory at the old Rooster Cock?
Yeah. No, we didn't go to Rooster Cock.
You didn't shake Rory's dick?
No, not this time.
Come on, dude, really? Did you stop at the Brown Bear to get some ice cream?
When I stick out my hand, it's not like it goes to his dick like some other people.
Who's that?
That was a short joke.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, it's a pleasure to make your acquaintance.
HK, I saw something on Instagram.
Sure.
People were at the Minnesota Wild game, and it was negative 30 outside and zero degrees inside the arena.
Nice.
Sounds awful.
But you get used to it, man. It's just you adapt to wherever you're from. So, like, you guys think it like zero is cold, which I'll give you that. Like, zero is pretty cold, but we're in these temperatures. The part that sucks is that we go from, like, feels like negative 60 in the winter to, like, we can get to over 100 in the summer. So, like, it jumps all over the place. That part sucks. But, like, we're used to it, man. It's okay. Yeah.
It's like the people in Phoenix. If it's 60 degrees, it might as well be zero.
Yeah. Yeah, you see, people in the deep south where it's, like, you know, super hot and it gets to 70 and they put on a fucking jacket. Just weird.
I've never seen anybody at 70-degree weather put on a jacket except for my wife.
So
you've seen one in Jersey.
No, but she wears a coat when it's fucking like 90 degrees out. She's an anomaly of the Garden State.
Tony, I got one too.
Anomaly. I like that's a good word.
Thank you. It's one thing I did right tonight.
No, come on. Don't say the Ghouls are back was preempted. So that's unfortunate, but the Wizards are here.
Yeah.
And everybody's shoveled out.
JC Ice is joining us tonight.
No. Jay the Key Evans, Tony.
JC Ice sells cars, I think.
And Jay sells keys.
Dundee's kid, right?
Yeah.
Do you think they should have been better? I feel like they were the perfect tag team for the Attitude Era. And they just became like, they just got the shit beat out of them by the Nation of Domination.
I mean, to be fair, they weren't really there. It wasn't really the Attitude Era when they were there. And they were gone by the time the Attitude Era really started.
Kind of undersized.
Yes, undersized, but good on the mic, which is why they were in charge of like doing the opening rap. But when they reformed and reinvigorated the Nation of Domination, they were part of the dead weight. I think my favorite line ever was Farouk when he was cutting people loose. When he looks at him, he goes, D-Lo! And D-Lo's like got his head down and shit. And he goes, hold the ropes open for Clarence. And they fired Clarence Mason. I was like, oh, shit.
Yep. Clarence Mason was making it like, all right, get D-Lo the fuck out of here.
Yep.
That was good.
Did you guys know they had a run in WCW?
At the tail end, right?
Yeah.
They had some weird fucking name.
I was just gonna ask if they were PG-13 or not.
I think they
They were. They wrestled briefly for WCW, appearing mainly on Thunder, frequent matches with the Young Dragons and Three Count.
But they never made a pay-per-view?
No.
Nah, this was like the last couple of months.
Okay. Yeah, except for it was always the Dragons, Three Count, and God, what was the other team?
Noble and Courageous. Yeah. When they would have the three-way tags.
Mm-hmm. Or Air Paris.
Air Paris and AJ Styles. Maybe throw in some Jason Jett there.
Skipper. They had 9 matches in WCW in 2000. They were in the WCW Tag Title Tournament. They lost to Kevin Nash and Scott Steiner in the quarterfinals in 15 seconds on Nitro. They had one appearance on Thunder,
one on Nitro, one on Worldwide. Everything else was Saturday night.
Do you remember very early on in the Hall Nash Hogan era of NWO, they brought in Ace Darling and Devin Storm as the Extreme, and they had a job out to Hall Nash 1 week, and they did such a great job. They brought him back again and just jobbed him out again and beat him up.
100% remember that.
Fucking amazing.
Jesus Christ.
What's the matter, Double T? You don't like people just beating the shit out of each other?
I do. That's why I gave the homework I gave.
Woof.
Oh, whoa. Is that a precursor?
Well, where's Jersey Cow Jesse? I want to have one up so this way we could use it all night.
Gonna need one.
Yep.
We're gonna need one.
Gonna need a wolf.
Damn. Does that mean what do we got? 20 minutes. First, did you know? I just found this out in the pre-show.
What, that Produce Pete died?
No, don't give. Who gives a
fuck
shit?
Fuck Produce Pete.
Exactly. Fuck this guy. Fuck, is he in the death pool? Did anyone have him?
Yeah, how many fucking tomatoes? Get the fuck out of here.
Stick your heirloom tomatoes up your ass.
Yeah. Cram him up there with a fucking cuke, you bitch.
I hope they put a fucking apple in his mouth at his funeral. How do you like that?
Yeah.
Have you learned nothing from fucking episode 64? Like, what are we doing?
Episode what's episode what?
The Matt Hardy episode that you fucking detest so much.
Okay. I don't detest it. I just can't believe that we played that commercial right before our interview with Matt Hardy.
But those were things you said before that episode. Like, yes. Those were on the air.
And I've changed over time.
You're telling Produce Pete to stick heirloom tomatoes in his ass and a fucking cucumber in his mouth or whatever the fuck else you said.
I said an apple in his mouth when they bury him. That's all.
Oh, that was right. It was HK with the cucumber. As if two heirloom tomatoes wouldn't be enough.
Exactly. You got, and he's Produce Pete. You can't just use one fucking piece of produce. You got to spread the love. Yeah. Some bib lettuce over his cock and balls. Yeah. Call it a day.
Can't be all balls, no dick.
Bib lettuce over his cock and balls. Please read that off later after the show.
Tony comes on. He's like, "Did you hear who died today?" And I'm like, "Ooh, did I get one in a death pool?" He's like, "Hey, you ever wake up Sunday morning and watch like Produce?"
No. I said Produce Pete, and I was met with, "Who the fuck is Produce Pete?"
Give that shit. Some local fucking chooch from New Jersey.
Some cabbage loving chode. Fuck them.
Some fucking guinea. Nobody cares. Great. You like to fucking grow your own vegetables. Congratulations. Who gives a shit?
Oh, it's sprouting. It's sprouting. Fuck you.
Yeah. Why don't you jam some arugula in your wife's asshole and call it a day? Fucking Produce Pete.
I know what we're going to have to name the episode tonight.
Yeah.
Well, I got you, Brundo. Hey, Double T, if you got to make tacos later, I can put the episode up.
No, we're doing leftovers tonight. I don't feel like cooking. I'm very tired from all the shoveling I did today.
Did you go out yesterday to shovel at all?
No, I did not.
See, that was your mistake.
It wasn't, because my wife did shovel a little bit yesterday, and everything that she shoveled was covered in ice.
Yeah, but imagine all the shit she didn't shovel was covered in ice. You know how much heavier it would have been?
I do.
The ice was heavy enough. Brundo, I went out twice on Sunday just to move shit around. So when I went out this morning, it was like 3 inches of ice, but it came right up, right out of the way. It was heavy, but it wasn't a lot of lifting.
That's exactly what I had. We shoveled like 14 inches last night. And then,
oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And then I did the rest this morning.
Yeah.
Except for some.
I was dead set on not leaving the house yesterday, so no shot I was going outside to shovel at all. My wife wanted to use the fucking leaf blower to blow the fucking snow all over the place.
Yeah, but when it first came down, it was dusty. That probably would have worked.
Yeah, it probably would have worked, but at like 11 o'clock, she's like, "Oh, why don't you go outside and leaf blow the snow?" And I'm like, "The fuck I am?" She's in bed doing some Zoom call for...
Wow, you had a chance to man up and do something for your wife, and you just said, fuck that.
Man up? I went outside and shoveled the fucking snow today.
Yeah, we know who's manning up in that marriage.
Yeah. When was the last time you changed a light bulb there, Double T? How many light bulbs are out in the vanity in the bathroom behind you?
None. I'm good at changing light bulbs.
Wait,
you stand in a tub full of water while you're doing it?
Double T, you shoveled snow today, yeah?
Yeah.
You cleared the fucking driveway, didn't you?
No, he didn't.
And the steps?
He had Plowboy Frazier come by and do it for him.
What the fuck's the problem?
My Plowboy Frazier book right here.
Fuck yeah. The job got done. Double T handled it.
I don't know what the problem is.
That's what I'm saying.
So, yeah. The neighbor has like a John Deere like tractor. I'd got to the apron, and you guys have been to my house. My road is a county road, so they take care of it first, which means they plowed the shit out of it. I woke up this morning, it looked like it didn't even snow on the street, but all that salt and all that shit was at the end of the driveway. So yep. I probably had like another 3 feet to go, and I went inside to get some water. And when I came out, I heard my neighbor fire up that tractor, and I looked at Ree and I went, I fired up the tractor. I'm not going back down there. God bless my friend. He fucking loves his little tractor toy.
Hell yeah.
He just goes down there, he scoops it all up, he dumps it across the street and keeps on trucking.
So your neighbor has a fucking John Deere. Are you sure you're not living next to Produce Pete?
You've been here. You cannot not see it.
You cannot not see it.
Follow.
No, that makes sense. It checks out.
Right? I said that right? Usually
no,
I fuck
it up. No, you did.
Yeah, it's right there in his driveway next to all his Teslas. It's awesome. And he loves it. He loves playing with it. I didn't even have to ask him to do it. He just fucking swooped over, did it. And I like, and then like I was waiting awkwardly to thank him. And like he was like, me and Ree are like standing there. And him and his wife was like cleaning off the cars too. And he has this giant piece of machinery. So I'm not walking in this fucking driveway because I know the way my life is. I get fucking run over by this dude and that'll be it for me.
I know. You start checking out his crank and there you go.
That's it. Never paying attention to what's going on. So then we're like standing on the steps and I'm trying to get his attention. Rhiannon is like, you're such a fucking creep. And then I realize like he's trying to navigate a fucking tractor around three Teslas in 15 inches of snow. I'll go inside and thank him another day.
You didn't shoot him a text like, hey, buddy, thanks. Thanks for looking out. Appreciate you. Nothing like that.
I don't have his phone number.
Wow, you hate your fucking neighbors.
I don't have written it in the snow.
Do you know his name?
Is there a mailbox out in front of his place?
There is.
Just a handwritten card. Just a handwritten card. Hey, man, yeah, appreciate
like
your help.
I love that. I fucking love that, HK.
Yep. Did it for my neighbor before I got my upgraded snow thrower there. He would come over every now and again and clear it out when it got super shitty at the end of the driveway because my snow thrower wasn't handling it. He'd come over with this big badass machine, clear it out. Just, you know, a little handwritten card, give me a little gift card. Thank you so much. I appreciate your help.
I love that.
Was it a gift card to Rancho Loco?
Of course.
Hey, did you go there Sunday to go have a meal with your friends?
No, I went there Friday and then Saturday.
Of course. Huh. Tony doesn't know the schedule, HK.
Yeah.
Fridays 100%. Every Friday, that's where him and his best gal go.
Done.
Depending on his best gal situation, he might double down on Saturday. And then if she's away, right, middle of the week, maybe he stops in there and then he's got dinner for two nights.
Exactly.
I got to.
Man's got to eat.
I think I might be more of a bro to HK than you're a bro to HK, Tony. You might do the bro stuff, but I am in lockstep with what HK's routine is.
He is pretty locked in.
I can usually tell which days he's had Rancho Loco when we start doing bro stuff.
Is it because of the smile on my face?
Were you standing there in your drawers eating a bag of Zumhoffs? Al wants to know.
Dude. We're on the couch the other night. We're watching. I forget what the fuck we're watching. But Rhiannon's like, you want a crunchy snack? I'm like, yeah, I want a fucking crunchy snack.
She fart on you?
Not making that joke. Staying away from that one.
But she goes to the cupboard and she brings back Cheez-Its.
Oh, you love your crunchy snacks.
I fucking love Cheez-Its. Then this bitch, my wife, she gave a piece of cheese.
Wait a minute. What? Wait. Whoa. What?
I'm going to text her right now. You're going to throw me under the bus all fucking weekend.
She gave the cat a Cheez-It.
So?
Now the cat is a fucking Cheez-It fiend, mean. I'm trying to fucking snack and watch some TV. The cat's got its head in the box, asshole in my face, walking all over me. I just want to enjoy my crunchy snacks, man.
The cat's always got his asshole in your face.
Yeah, dude. It's true. She's presenting.
What kind of weird person do you think I am? I would never fornicate.
It's not for lack of opportunity.
No.
wrong with you?
What's wrong with you? Give your cat a fucking Cheez-It. Maybe if you should have the
cats
box.
Are not supposed to have Cheez-Its.
Why not?
They're not good for cats. They're not.
Oh, how do you know? What are you, a fucking doctor now? You a veterinarian?
They're not selling Cheez-Its in the fucking animal aisle.
So what? Sure, my grandmother used to feed the dog freaking birthday cake and stew in the same bowl. You think the dog gave her?
Yeah, shit? Where's the dog now?
Yeah. Oh, that's a long time ago. That dog's been long gone.
Yeah, how long?
Actually, that dog used to get the shakes. It's probably because we used to feed it chocolates when nobody was looking. I think we killed my grandmother's dog.
Jesus Christ.
But I love that dog, too. That dog was awesome.
He loved to eat the fucking worms out of that dog.
No, we do. My grandmother was a typical. Christ. She was a typical old woman. She had the candy jar on the fucking on the coffee table in the living room, and it was always filled with Hershey Kisses. And the dog didn't give a shit. The foil was on it. We just fucking throw them at the dog.
You gave the dog foil? I mean, I guess it protected it from the.
Sometimes the shit would come out. He'd have the little Hershey's Kisses fucking paper.
Unacceptable.
I know I'm a rotten fucking person, but I was like 10 years old.
Tell me you own an ant. Tell me you don't own an animal without telling me you don't own an animal.
I would. They told us don't give the dog chocolate. We thought like, oh, because the dog will go nuts, like the kids eating sugar. We didn't know we were kids.
Like the kids eating sugar.
We kept doing it.
No.
It's funny when he shits and that little white thing comes out in it.
Oh my god, we left our balls off. Wow. I'm like, did you see Toro shit? It's fucking got Hershey Kisses wrappers.
Oh, the poor dog's name was Toro.
Yeah, my grandfather named him Toro, like you know, Toro, like the bull. I fucking love that dog.
Yeah, you loved it so much you killed him.
I thought I was doing him a favor. I thought I was like, hey, we're sneaking treats to the dog behind grandma. The dog must love us.
Damn it. Treats like a piece of fucking filet mignon or steak. Yes. Covered Hershey Kisses. What'd you give your kid at when he was growing up? You're sneaking him around the table. Fucking sweet
birthday
fish
cake
and
stew in a fucking bowl.
Holy moly.
Here comes Tony with a bottle of NyQuil. I
say he's giving him Toro's diarrhea.
What the fuck, man?
Fucking special treat. Special treat, little Tony.
I feel so bad to this day.
That oh, do you?
I don't know if it was us. I mean,
it 100% was you. You
nah, the dog got sick. I don't know. Maybe something else happened.
Yeah, all the foil he couldn't digest.
No, I think he would have shit it out. You know, he shit out the fucking paper. I can't imagine the foil wasn't too far behind.
He's putting on the foil, coach.
It would have been really funny if it came back all wrapped up again, still out the other side.
Jumping Jesus.
All right, according to Google, you cannot truly digest aluminum foil.
That's according to Google, though. You know,
yeah, but you pass it. Like, it's not like if you can't digest it, it's not going to stay in your system. You pass it.
Wonder what would happen if you put a magnet to your dog's stomach.
I don't think aluminum really magnetic all that much. Not like foil.
Most small, smooth pieces will travel through your system and be excreted often without you noticing.
What does excreted mean?
What's going on? What's up, everybody?
Jamie, welcome in, man.
What's all this aluminum foil talk over here?
Oh, my God. I may have been a rotten child and not realized it. It is what
it
is.
What it sounds like.
How you doing tonight, man?
How's it going? Doing good. Can't complain. Just got home from the gym, meal prepped. I'm ready for the week. I'm excited to be on the show. Thank you guys for having me.
Well, thank you for joining us. What? Also, Tony grew up to be an awful adult, so don't let it fool you.
That's not very nice at all. You're an awful adult?
Jay, would you give a dog?
I was 10. It was 40 fucking years ago.
I would not. I would never in a million years give a dog aluminum foil.
Yeah, but we know
that was
now.
The most bizarre
you know?
Thing I think I've heard.
We thought smoking was good for you back in
well,
my
yeah,
day. You know?
Now you know, but.
Yeah, but when I was a kid, I knew I wasn't allowed to give the dog chocolate.
You're younger than me, you
yeah,
dipshit.
I mean, it's kind of common sense. I mean, even if I was a kid, I don't even think I would, like, try putting aluminum foil in my mouth or anything like that. Like, glue, like, you know, some kids eat glue. I was never one of those kids. I was like, that's not edible.
Yeah, Tony, what did your dog do when you gave it glue?
I didn't feed the dog. First of all, it wasn't even my dog. It was my grandmother's dog.
Are you sure?
Jay the Key Evans, one half of the shot callers. Jay, I was excited when Brundle booked
yes,
you.
Sir.
You guys lost the fucking tag titles.
I know, man. I mean, you can't win them all, sadly. And it was kind of like a crappy way to start off 2026. I mean, you know, we're riding on this high wave of excitement, energy, enthusiasm, party, charisma. We're always down for anything, always throwing the best parties anywhere we go. And, you know, we were looking to start 2026 hot. And unfortunately, it didn't start out so hot. We lost our ISPW Tag Team Championships to Rick Recon and Eric Corvus, the new reality. But I can assure you that we will have our rematch, and I guarantee you the Shot Callers will become three-time ISPW Tag Team Champions.
That's what I like to hear. You guys are also the newly crowned PWU yes, Tag Team Champions.
Yeah. I was actually just gonna say that we just this past weekend we recaptured. So now we're two-time PWU Tag Team Champions. We beat the team Silk City Kings, Kenny Bangle, and Bulldog Ray Pittman. And you know they were as tough as they come. That was our third match with them, and you know we stole the show. We got back our tag team titles. We did what we said we were going to do. We were going to deliver a round of shots to the Silk City Kings. And obviously the crowd in Mountain Holly, New Jersey loved the shot taken that they were getting beat down about. And, you know, they couldn't have been more pleased seeing new tag team champions to kick off the show. So we may have not started out the year how we wanted to, but now we're definitely readjusting, picking ourselves back up, and continuing that party like we always do.
When you lost the belts, who took the pin?
Which one? The ISPW belts or
the ones ISPW, you just,
the,
one,
yeah, PW ones you just
lost? The ones you just lost. Who took the pin?
The ones we just lost. Who did take the pin? I think it was me.
No, never, honestly. Never.
Actually, no. Flashed it.
There you go. There it is.
Flashed it.
Yeah, that motherfucker.
I thought it was me for a second, but I thought it was me for a second, but they crushed him with their finisher. I mean, I'm kind of scared taking that finisher. I think if I take that finisher, I don't know if I would even kick out of that because it's pretty devastating. So I don't blame Flash for not kicking out. I mean, as his partner, I should have been there. I should have tried sliding back in the ring and breaking it up. But Eric Corvus has a big ass palm and knocked me right upside the jaw. And I was seeing stars on the outside of the ring for a couple seconds there. So unfortunately, that's how we lost the tag titles.
I'm sure you could tell from us bickering with each other earlier. We've been around for a bit of time. We're a little older, so we've known Tommy Fierro for a very, very long time. Like, we're talking like Tommy Fierro's server at Applebee's during the day, wrestling promoter at night. And he's resurrected. He's resurrected.
I have heard about that.
Right? He's resurrected ISPW yes. now. And how has that experience been for you getting the opportunity to work there?
Oh my God, dude, that's such a great question because honestly, without ISPW, I don't think myself and Flash would be where we're at now. So like me and Flash all the time, we always, you know, thank Tommy for the spots he's given us, the opportunities he's given us. We're so grateful to have met him and, you know, started this entire thing with him. I, obviously, before me and Flash were even a team, I knew of ISPW. And I think when Tommy resurrected the company, I was always trying to get my foot in the door. I would like send him, you know, my matches, promo pictures, you know, a little resume to try to get booked on the shows. But he's very old school. So obviously, you know, he wants to meet you face to face, pay your dues, break set up, break down the ring, you know? And, like, our schedules just never aligned. I was always booked on shows when he was running, and, like, I always just try to make it, made it a point to get there, and unfortunately, like, it just never happens. But then, like, once the tag team started with me and Flash, he was actually at that first show. So the first ever show where me and Flash were a tag team and, you know, started the Shot Callers, he was there. And, he loved us, you know, immediately after our match. TJ Marconi, who was the promoter of the show, was like, hey, like, Tommy Fierro, like, really wants to see you guys right now. He wants to talk to you guys, like, immediately, like, follow me. He introduced us, and he was like, hey, like, I'm having a show in Hackettstown next Friday. I would like you guys to, you know, come down, be my guests, and, you know, see for yourselves what I do for ISPW, and, you know, see what it's all about. And, you know, me and Flesh were like, absolutely, like, you know, to be a part of ISPW, like, you know, so many talented wrestlers have, you know, worked ISPW along with, still do. Just the talent on that roster alone, like, Tommy Fierro really knows how to pick really, really good talent, and he makes stars, man. And you know, that's what we saw. And, you know, a funny story, we get there, so it's now next Friday in Hackettstown. I worked all day and then drove 2.5 hours to Hackettstown, and, you know, we set up the ring, you know, doing whatever, just hanging out. And you know, Tommy comes up to us and he's like, hey guys, check the locker room real quick. I think there's something, like, I want to, you know, show you guys or whatever. So we follow him to the locker room, and, you know, there was like a marker board on the wall there. And in my, you know, the first match was actually, it was going to be like a pre-show match, but then the card got rearranged, and it was originally supposed to be the Grayson, oh, the Backseat Boys. My apologies, the new Backseat Boys now, Tommy and JP Grayson, going up against Joe Clean and Anthony. That was the original scheduled plan. And then you see net, like, scribbled in versus Shot Callers. And we're like, at first we didn't realize it at first. And we're like, oh shit, our names are up on the board. Like, we're going to work, you know, and you always bring your gear just in case. So obviously we had our gear packed, and he was like, you know, this, you guys are debuting tonight. We're like, this is awesome. This is great. And honestly, from that first show that we did with ISPW, I felt different. Like, I felt coming out of that match incredible. Like, all right, this is going to be something good. Like, we're definitely going to make some good magic here in this company. Like, the and like, honestly, to this day, that's probably one of my favorite tag matches, even though, like, it's not the traditional 2-on-2 tag. Having the new Backseat Boys, who are two incredibly talented athletes in their own right, and then Joe Clean and Anthony, two also talented individuals as well. You know, because obviously with six guys trying to plan a match and, you know, get everything right, the timing, the ring awareness and all that stuff, you know, it's difficult and stressful at times, you know, trying to plan a 2-on-2-on-2 tag. So, you know, having that match and come out the way it did, which, you know, so perfect, everybody was on point, nobody missed a beat, just coming out of that match, like, feeling the crowd, like, I was like, wow, that, like, the crowd never, like, popped for me that big before. Not to sound like I always doubted myself, or, like, I felt like, because I played a heel most of my career. You know, I like, in the beginning, I was booked as a babyface. You know, I didn't have the beard yet. I wasn't as jacked. So I was this, you know, scrawny babyface that the fans could sympathize for and get behind. But then once I started coming into my own, you know, I started getting a little chip on my shoulder, a little cockiness, attitude. And, you know, I was heel for at least 3 or 4 years, like, straight, like, not even babyface matches, like, just straight heel. And then it wasn't until, like, you know, me and Flash Carter started the Shot Callers that, you know, I switched back to babyface. I'm like, oh, this is going to be interesting. I haven't worked baby in a while. But as soon as we came out that curtain, fist pumping, our music's playing, I just feel the crowd. And, like, that's what this business is about. Like, a big reason of why I feel like wrestling is so popular and why everybody falls in love with wrestling is the energy from the crowd. Like, without the crowd, you're nothing. You know, without the fans chanting your name, you're nothing. Like, just to feel that adrenaline. Like, as soon as you step out that curtain, there's no better feeling, and there's no way to describe it unless, like, you felt it yourself. But just coming out of that curtain, hearing the crowd, like, just get behind you, chanting, like, seeing them pump their fists, saying, you know, we want a party. It's crazy, and, like, you can't be more blessed and thankful for the opportunities Tommy has given us, because it led us to a whole bunch more of opportunities ever since. So, like, that day, that match, definitely one of my favorites that I've ever been a part of. And Tommy Fierro is the fucking man when it comes to independent professional wrestling. He's that guy. So
ISPW, they kind of run everywhere. Where's the weirdest place you've wrestled with them?
That's a good one, because honestly, there's been some weird places, as I'm sure you guys all know, following the independents. You know, whether if it's birthday parties at a fair, you know, you name it. There's all types of weird places that, like, you see the card and you're like, what is this for real? Like, is this, am I really wrestling here? But I want to say, I would say we did a show. It was a cool venue, but, like, it's so not like my vibe or style, you know, because I'm like a party boy. I love going out partying and fist pumping. So we did a show back in September in the Wild Wild West. And, like, I forget the exact name of the city.
Wild West.
But
Wild
West. Oh, is that really the city? So that's the city as well.
I was there the week before, actually, when everybody was hyping it up with my kid.
Oh, no way, get out of here. That's hysterical. Yeah. But yeah, it was such a odd vibe, because I'm like, and, like, the people were in the full get-ups, and I was like, this is interesting, you know, like, our locker room was one of the open doors, you know, like, one of the rough shed buildings in there, you know, the, like, a Wild Wild West theme. So it was definitely interesting and strange for me, but, you know, we made it work. So I'm like one of those dudes that, like, just love the presentation of, like, inside. So, like, me personally, I'm not a fan of the outdoor shows, and regardless of wherever, but yeah, that, I mean, there's been some more stranger place. I'm trying to think. It's like, I've been wrestling 9 years, so there's a shit ton of places, you know.
I have a weird Wild West city story, and I'm pretty sure I've shared it on the podcast, but I want
to. Yeah, I would love to hear it now.
I went to Wild West City with my parents, and I was probably way too old. I was probably like 13 years old, and I have a younger brother who's 10. I was way too old. Like, I'm 13. I'm like, what am I doing at fucking Wild West City? And we walked by a horse, and I went, ew, that horse is taking a shit. And my mother said, no, that's the horse's penis. And for some ungodly reason, that forever stuck with me. Because I wanted to know why my mother knew what a horse cock looked like. Yeah, it scarred me for life. It's the only thing I remember from Wild West City when I went.
Oh, man, yeah. I mean, that, I don't think I would have forgot that if I were you either. So, yeah, that's definitely a memory that you'll hold on for.
Horrifying memory.
I got one of those pop cork shotguns, and I shot my mother in the eye, and then we were getting yelled at the whole ride home, me and my brother.
Oh my god, dude, you shoot your mother in the eye, you feed your dog tin foil, that's aluminum foil, that's crazy. What else have you done, bro?
That was a rotten child. Shit.
Jay, would you be surprised if I told you Tony was trained at the ECPW School of Professional Wrestling?
Really? Get out of here, no way.
Long time ago.
That's awesome. Very long time ago.
Yeah. Like, how long? Like 30 years ago? 20
years probably.
Ago? I'm only kidding.
Like, the big deal, Craig Steele, was the pub bully long ago.
I love Craig Steele. He's a great dude.
Craig's awesome.
And he looks phenomenal. Have you seen him lately? He lost so much weight. He looks great.
Looks like a completely different human being. It's crazy.
He's absolutely.
Yeah, we know all the guys from the area. You know, the Graysons have been on the show. They were actually at my apartment for the show. And looking over your cage match, there's a lot of people. TJ was at Tony's house for one of the first live Shining Wizards video YouTube shows that we did way long time ago.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so we have a lot of history. Danny Moff is the nicest smelling man in the history of professional wrestling.
Hell yeah, he is.
Hey, yes. I take full credit for getting Danny Moff to dance in the middle of a wrestling ring during a match. That was incredible. I don't know if you guys saw that clip, but a while back, a couple months ago, maybe like April, May-ish, I want to say, it was Shot Callers versus Sense of Slaughter. And, you know, they're two grizzled veterans, man. They've been in the game 20-plus years. You know, they're two people you want to learn from and wrestle and have those good matches with and, you know, learn from them while you're in the ring with them. And, man, to have them get the up on us a little bit and then have us, you know, pump the brakes a little bit before we, you know, really get down and dirty and wrestle, we'll have a little dance party. So as soon as that music started going, you know, me and Flash are doing our thing, getting the crowd behind us, pumping our fists. Everybody's loving it. And obviously, you know, these two big bad guys, Sean Donovan and Moff, you know, these puss looks on their face, smug looks. And, you know, then Dan Moff starts shaking his leg a little bit, getting into the rhythm, getting into the beat. And to see him, yeah, I didn't think he had those types of dance moves in him, to be honest. I was a little taken back. I was blown away out of how good of a dancer Danny Moff was. I was like, man, maybe he should be in the Shot Callers. But Sean Donovan put a stop to that very quickly. And then we got physical, and the Shot Callers ended up winning. So there's a good moment, another good moment from ISPW. Shot Callers have the advantage and win over the Sense of Slaughter.
It's a hell of a tag team you guys beat.
Yeah, it's definitely good to have on the resume for sure.
100%.
When you got into, like, I don't know how up to date cage match is. The first match it has listed though was a tag match where you had to wrestle the Sandman. Did we lose him? Jay, did we lose you?
Oh. I'm somewhat here. I don't know what's going on here.
Hello. Can you hear us?
I think we're good.
Jay, can you hear
us? I can hear you.
All right, we can't see
Sorry
you.
Sorry for my technical difficulties here.
It's that fucking B. Brian Blair again.
All right, well, we don't have a picture, Jay. We can hear you.
That's fine.
Oh, you can't see me? Oh, that's strange.
We can hear you.
Right. I don't know why.
But anyway. While you can fiddle with your shit, and I'm going to ask you this question.
Fiddle with your shit. Brundle, write it down.
That's actually a horse cock.
Yeah, from Wild Wild West City.
It's just Wild West City. You're going like Wild Wild West, Chicky Chicky Selma Hayek.
Well, see, that's how unfamiliar I am with the Wild Wild West. I said it again.
Now, I don't know if cage matches is true to form, but this has your first match as a tag match where you were in the ring with the Sandman. Is that true?
That was actually not my first match. That was my third. My first ever professional wrestling match was for SWF against Grimm from Grimm's Toy Show.
Okay. Was the Sandman sober when you wrestled him?
I want to say he wasn't.
That's good. We had Steve Corino. We had Steve Corino on the show a very long time ago. And Steve Corino said, if Sandman was sober, you're fucked.
Yeah, no, he was definitely feeling no pain. And I remember right after the match, I just wanted to, like, you know, thank him. And, you know, oh, thank you so much for, you know, being a part of this match and, you know, hitting me with the cane. And he was like already out. He was like, kid, I got UFC to watch, and fucking booked it out of the venue. So, that was my Sandman story.
You did a lot of stuff as a singles, when they come to you and they're like, we want to make you a tag team wrestler, are you like, whatever gets me on the card? Or are you kind of like, I was hoping to plant my own flag in this business?
That's a really good question. I would say at first I was very go with the flow, like anything to get on a show. But once I started to, you know, really come into my own and think of wrestling more as a business, you know, I definitely wanted to do things that make sense for my character, make sense for me, and, you know, attributes both myself and the company, you know, how to elevate myself and the company at the same time. That's how I started looking at things maybe like five-ish years into the business. It finally like started clicking to me on how, you know, I should be taken more serious and not just be thrown in these random matches that don't make sense and things like that. So I really like to have, you know, something, oh, like, you know, this guy's really good. We could build a story out of this and get a couple matches and, you know, things out of it, you know, to elevate your company as well as us, you know, to put eyes on all of us. We all win, you know? But when it came to the tag team, it's definitely different because I was never a tag team wrestler. Obviously, I've been in tag team matches before, but not like an official tag team. So around that time, this is like the crazy part here. Around that time, it was about 2023. And I was kind of just, you know, wrestling here and there, like doing the best I can. Like, especially work at the time was like super, like, I worked 6 days a week at the time. So it was very non-consistent. Like sometimes I had to call off a show because I had to work. Like, it's just, you know, gotta do the shoot job over the wrestling, unfortunately, sometimes. So that was always a big pain in the ass, the last year before me and Flash started teaming up. But around that time, 2023, I was like, you know what? I'm kind of content with not making it to WWE. Because, like, obviously, you get into pro wrestling, you want to be in the WWE. Like, that's the dream. That's the goal. You want to be the WWE champion. You want to main event WrestleMania. And, like, around that time, I was just like, you know, like, I have a job. I don't have a career. Like, you know, all those things hit my head. And, like, I'm like, ah, like, you know, so I've been having to cancel the past few shows because I had to work. And, you know, I was like, all right, like, let me take a step back. So I made like this big long Facebook post, and I was like, you know, like, at this time I'm going to take like a hiatus. I'm not accepting any bookings. And I just want to, you know, say thank you to everybody who's ever helped me in my career, yada, 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 saying a goodbye. It's a see you later, you know, the typical spiel. But, you know, I was like, all right, I'm going to take a few months off of wrestling to not focus on that, because I always prioritize that more than anything. So I was like, let me be smart and, you know, start thinking, really, what do I want to do with my life? Because all I've ever wanted to do is pro wrestling. So, I mean, obviously I worked on the job situation. And I was like, all right, like, I took like maybe 3-4 months off during that time. And then I started taking like sporadic bookings, like maybe like once a month. Then it started becoming like twice a month with like UWA or SWF or whatever. But you know, me and Flash were, I want to say we were at a UWA show and we were talking about it, and, you know, he's like, oh, like, you know, you're so good. And, like, you know, real life, shoot, me and Flash Carter are best friends, so like we talk every day. And, like, you know, he was like, man, like, you know, it just sucks, like, you're so good, like, you can make it, like, you know, you just gotta, you know, sacrifice and try to dedicate more. And I'm like, dude, like, you know, it's hard with job and, you know, real life stuff, you know, it's not easy to balance that. But then maybe like a month later, we were on a show with TJ Marconi, who I love. TJ has always been a big influence in my career, even when I was a singles wrestler. And he was like, you know, like, yo, guys, to me and Flash, I see all your all the time. Every time you guys post something, like you're going out, you're at the club, you're partying. Like, why don't you guys make it a tag team? Like, what are you guys doing? Like, this could be something. So TJ Marconi is the originator of pulling me and Flash Carter together. And, you know, we were like, oh, like, we never really thought about that. So he's, you know, he's like, dude, I'm running a show in a month. I'm booking you guys as a tag team. So figure out a tag team name, figure out gear. And, like, because I'm booking you guys as a tag team. You guys are going to be the fucking party boys, Jersey Shored up. Do your thing like that. I'm telling you, you guys got something there. You're out all the fucking time posting at DJs. I love DJs. If you guys have ever heard of it, I fucking love that place. I want my ashes spread at that fucking bar. Whoa. I can never say a bad thing about that place. what happened?
Spreading that poussard, DJs.
Yeah, a lot of it. But yeah, so
hey man, it's 2026. I gotta make callers. Sure you like the pussy, right? Yeah. I mean, it's the cool if you like dick. I mean, it is what it is. But you know.
Yeah, the shot callers isn't a gimmick. That is all shoot. Like I love going out, man.
Everybody, but, yes. shot.
Yup, you know it. So me and Flash
were young
like,
again. Good Lord. Thank you. Oh, thank you great. So much for bringing this up, man.
That's what the shot callers do. We make you feel young again. We make you feel like, all right, you know what? I still got one or two good bar nights left in me. Come on.
One or two? Come on, man. You ain't that old.
No, I'm saying for you, but for me, I kind of gave myself.
Dude, I'm fucking sticking up for you. You throw me right in that box.
for myself, this fucking guy, this jerk off over here.
dude, hey, I'm such a Jersey Shore guy, man.
but yeah, TJ had the show, and that was the same show Tommy was at, and that's what kicked everything off. They're like, you guys got something. But so yeah, then you know, fucking, I love DJs. And wrestling fucking made, how can I put this? If it wasn't for DJs, the shot callers wouldn't exist. So we got to give credit to DJs.
Fuck yeah.
What is the shot that you're doing at DJs?
Jager bombs.
So I love tequila. I'm a big tequila guy. So I will do tequila any day, all day. But my DJ's specialty, my signature, this is like what I get every time I go there. Oh, I get, and like as soon as I go there, the bartenders know, they'll start lining them up. All right, we'll get like 30, 40 at a time. It's called a grail.
30, 40.
I swear to God, I shit you not. I will send you videos, pictures of just grails lined up. There's times where we had 50 grails just sitting at the bar, and we're fucking handing them out to these random fucking Joe Schmoes. So a grail, glad you asked. it's blood orange vodka with cranberry juice, Sprite and Red Bull, and that thing is just amazing. Chef's kiss. But you gotta chug it. Like, you can't just sip on it. It's not a drink you chug, or it's not a drink you sip on. You gotta chug it. So like, there's shot, times, man. It's technically not a shot because they do put it in like a regular size cup. But yeah, we'll order fucking 30, 40, 50 at a time. I'm not even exaggerating on that number. And we'll fucking just down them, going back to back. Who could fucking do more before the other one taps out? And honestly, I'm not even exaggerating. I probably on my own drink about 30 to 40 grails in that one night. I'm not even exaggerating on that number.
I gotta check the ISPW books on this. So fucking you're 40 of these drinks at a bar, you must be doing well for yourself.
I do all right.
You got
but
it.
Then again,
the hangover's
it's like
gotta be awful.
My guy Willie,
I think fuel. It's his fuel, I'm telling you. Yeah, see, Willie, one of my best friends, who I've known for over like 20 years now, He could tell you. He's been to DJs with me a couple times, and he's seen how I go down. But honestly, I think I'm so immune. I'm so immune to drinking, and as bad as this sounds, it does sound bad. I'm not trying to deny
it. No, it's amazing, bro. Keep going. I love it.
I just feel like I built up this tolerance, this immunity that, like, I don't really get hungover. It would take a lot for me to get hungover. Like, even on, like, a casual night drinking, like, if I go over to somebody's house and we're like, oh, like, you know, let's just hang out, have a couple drinks, play some video games, whatever, I'll have, like, you know, a whole 12-pack of, like, let's say Corona, and, like, you know, my friends are feeling a buzz, and I'm just over here, like, I need more beer. They're like, you're not buzzed at all yet? Like, come on, you're full of shit. Like, no, bro. Like, I need more. Like, I'm not even feeling anything. But yeah, man, I love the partying and going out. But I did put a retirement year on myself for that. So at 30 years old is like my cutoff when I'm not doing the whole bar thing anymore. I got to retire from that. I want my, like, t-shirt hung in the DJ's rafters, all right?
So do you feel, like, left out when you're not getting a buzz when everybody else is? Like, don't you consider that more of, like, a curse? Like,
I mean, in a way, yeah. But then, like, I look at all my friends the next day, and they're puking their guts up and everything, and then I'm like, ah, I sure don't want to be you right now.
Yeah, but then you're, like, you're always in the right headspace. I mean, like, your friends are probably like, oh, man, that fucking skank looks good. Let me eat it the Y, you know, and then you're standing there going like, no, nah, I'm not feeling it, you know?
Well, don't get me wrong. I do eventually get that buzz, you know, after I've had a decent amount. But like that, you know, I just make sure to drink. Like, I'll keep drinking. Like, I'll make sure to get that buzz quick, especially if I'm going out to DJs. Like I said, I'm down in those grails because I wanna be fucked up. I wanna get drunk. Like I go out with the intent of getting drunk.
Let me ask. I got a good follow up here. Your boy Top Five Willie over here is saying you guys nail the grails, and then you rate pizza that's trash. What is the trash pizza that you guys fucking really enjoy?
So there's two different places in Belmar that
fuck, it's Belmar.
Yeah, it makes sense now. There's two places: Three Brothers and Mama Luke's.
Anything with Mama or Brothers in it is fucking dog shit pizza.
It's your typical drunk food. Your typical drunk pizza. Like me, I'll get the pizza. You know, I'll get like two or three slices of pizza, and I'll get a cheesesteak. And I'm also a fat fuck.
No wonder you're at the gym before the show.
Yeah. Like, that's how I got to burn it all off, man. With the amount of alcohol I drink, the amount of food I put in my my system, I got to burn it off. But, like, there's times, man, it was a funny story. DJs in the summer, they do a theme night every Thursday. This one theme night in particular happened to be Italian night.
Of course, I fucking yeah. DJs yeah. And fucking belt. No fucking way, you're lying. Dude.
So obviously, you know,
so many women with mustaches.
me and my friends, we get up in the fucking the whole Jersey Shore getup, little track suits, the fucking headbands, the chains.
So you would just open the closet, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Pretty much. I didn't need to buy anything else. I already
looked
had
like
it.
Tony in the 90s.
So I remember eating four full large cheesesteaks in that night.
Oh, how many roast beef sandwiches did you end the night with?
Maybe two.
This motherfucker had a three-way with crutches on.
Oh, man. I'm sure there'll be more.
Oh man. So all this drinking and eating, like, you've shit your pants, right?
Yeah. Like, thank God. So in that summer, on that Italian night, me and my friends had a shore house. So literally, yes, we had a house.
It's Italian night. We're getting a fucking house. We're getting our track suits. We're going to be pussy everywhere. We're going to eat some.
We're shitting our pants.
We're fucking. Exactly. We're nailing the grass. Oh, man.
It's a win-win. It is the most beautiful thing in the world to have a shore house 2 blocks away from DJs. So I was like to my friend, I was like, oh, dude, I'm not feeling good. And it's maybe like midnight-ish. And I'm like, oh, dude, I'm not feeling good. He's like, well, yeah, you shouldn't have ate four fucking cheesesteaks. I was so hungry. So thank God we had that Shore House because I needed a shit. And I'm like, I am not taking a shit in these fucking bathrooms. So I book it out of there. I run the two blocks and I just annihilate on the toilet. I'm fucking Hershey squirts is coming out of me. But I took that shit, probably lost about 5-10 pounds. Put the pig pants back on, went straight back to DJ's. How you doing?
I hope you wiped.
Oh, of course.
Some of us on the show are known for not wiping.
Oh, that's terrible. You gotta wipe.
Hold on.
Get the dude who wipes. Get the dude wiping? Wipes out.
Yeah, who doesn't wipe?
The guy below you, Brundo. What? Fuck you. What? What? What is this? You got that bidet. You just hose it down and keep moving.
Oh, yeah, the bidet. The bidet is a fucking lifesaver. The bidet is a fucking game changer. I'll tell you that.
It is. You're still going to wipe, though. Who's leaving? Yeah, of course.
But it does help. It does help, absolutely.
Hey, Jay, any of your fucking boys ever get drunk enough and start drinking from the bidet?
That I've never seen. That would be odd. That would be strange.
That'd be fucking awesome.
Yeah, right. I wouldn't put it past one of my friends to do that though, because we get fucking belligerent.
Bro, you have to bring that up next time you're down at DJ's.
Yeah, I will. I will be like, yo, somebody better get drunk as fuck tonight, so blacked out that they want to drink from a bidet. And I'm sure some idiot will do it, guaranteed.
No, you can't spring it on them early. Like, you gotta wait till you get back and be like, bro, fucking come on, bro, $10, cheesesteaks on me, just fucking do it.
Some jerk off would do it for $10 too, guaranteed.
Probably this guy
on the show, he was talking about feeding his dog aluminum foil, and now you're letting him talk you in to making your friends
not him
fucking the friend.
It's fucking water, dude. It's not like it's fucking dirty coming in.
I get my balls busted for shitting with the door open, and you think it's okay to put your face in a fucking toilet and drink out of a bidet?
I shouldn't even be admitting this. I was at a birthday party in 7th grade, and I got dared to drink toilet water, and I did.
I've learned a lot about you on this podcast. This is great.
I did. We got a clean glass. I made sure the glass was clean. I dipped,
dumped it in. I wouldn't worry about the glass. Jesus.
Well, I mean, I wanted to make sure it was somewhat hygienic.
Did you get to flush before?
Oh yeah. It was a clean fucking deposit for sure.
Oh my god. Did they have the blue thing in the toilet?
No, there was no blue disc. It was your regular old standard fucking American standard toilet.
Interesting experience, toilet.
And the water was ice cold too. It was so refreshing and so wrong.
He remembers it. He remembers how ice cold it was. That's great.
Well, we got
it. And my friend's father, he said, "You did that?" I said, "Yeah." He goes, "Yeah, you'll be fine." I think I turned out okay.
Yeah.
I think so.
778 episodes, 88, and we got a nickname for Tony now, Toilet Tony.
Perfect.
I thought it was Limoncello Tony. What are you doing?
Toilet Tony.
The new double T.
Jay, what is the what's the future hold for the Shot Callers?
Honestly, we're going to take over 2026. We've really dug in and talked to ourselves, on a very personal level on what we want to achieve and set out for ourselves this year for 2026. And I think this is going to be the year of the Shot Callers 2026, not just to, you know, sound arrogant or whatever. Just, I feel like we're firing on all cylinders right now, both me and him, in the ring, out of the ring. We're both hitting the gym. We're both doing what we got to do outside the ring. We're both doing what we got to do inside the ring. We're going to Vegas for WrestleMania week. We're already booked on two shows for WrestleMania week. So obviously, you know, WrestleMania's biggest show of them all, and to have two shows booked up for WrestleMania week already, that's pretty cool. And hopefully more will be added on. But yeah, we're looking to achieve everything that we have set out to do. wrestle at, on multiple different new companies, you know, travel more, try to get out to Beyond, Limitless, GCW. We're, you know, we're going to try to check all of those promotions off our box and really just hone in, lock in, and make this the best year ever for Flesh Carter, Jay the Key, the Shot Callers.
Fucking check off more than those boxes, my friend. Fucking continue your shit, man.
Thank you. Thank you.
Jay, I got it. How are you going to balance Vegas and wrestling?
Dude, I haven't even thought about that yet. Like, my friends are already like, bro, you're going to want to party more than you're going to want to wrestle. I was like, no. I need to stay fully locked into the wrestling ring. But I'll party after. Don't get me wrong. This is my first time going to Vegas. So, obviously, I got to live it up. Like, I'm going to be in the hangover or something. Like, that's how I want to have my Vegas experience. But I will definitely find a good balance between having some fun in Vegas and doing what I'm there to do, and that's wrestle and show the world who the Shot Callers are.
Now, if I go to DJ's and I order the Grail, will they know what I'm asking for?
Absolutely. That's like the signature drink at DJ's, the Grail. You say a Grail, they know exactly what they're doing. I like, you know, like in the dispensers, like it's in the dispensers. The Red Bull, the Sprite, the vodka, boom. They got it ready. It's
now,
on
if I go speed to DJ's and I ask for a Rail, will I get what I'm asking for?
If you find the right guy, absolutely. that's all over that place.
Even if you find the wrong guy, who cares?
Yeah.
Jay, your social media has been scrolling across the bottom of the page this whole interview. At Real Jay the Key on Twitter, YouTube.com, at the JJ 213, and PWTs.com/JayEvans, Instagram, Real Jay the Key. Jay, this has been a blast, man. I'd love
to. Yeah, man. Thank you guys for having me.
After Vegas.
It was a lot of fun.
And hear about all your debauchery and your grails and your rails and
whatever
other fucking nonsense you're gonna get yourself into.
Yeah, I would love to be back on. We'll come about this on Mania Week. All right,
after
Mania
Week. Let's about it. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, let's re-come.
After Mania Week, I want to be on this show. We're gonna discuss Vegas hookers, whores.
Fuck
wrestling.
Yeah, Miko.
Yep. It'll be a blast.
Sold. Done. Done. I don't know what Perfect. You thought you were walking into tonight, Jay, but we're not your normal podcast, so I hope you had a good time, man.
Oh, I had a great time. That's why I love it. I feel like I fit in so well with you guys already, because I'm fucking a space cadet myself. You know, I'm like all out there. So,
and tell Tommy and the boys we said hi, brother.
Absolutely. Will do. Appreciate you guys having me on. Thank you guys very much.
Thanks, Jay. Be well, brother.
Take care.
Jay the Key Evans. Holy shit. Holy moly guacamole. That was a fucking hoot.
Fuck yeah.
Limoncello yeah. Tony or Toilet Tony?
Fuck it, A-double-T. When you said that, I could have lost my goddamn mind.
Interesting experience, Toilet.
I'm just going to be Toilet now?
No, Toilet Tony. Double T. Another double T.
No, we can't have another double T.
We're doubling down on the double T's.
That doesn't work for me, brother.
Take it easy, Toilet.
It's better than being Tinfoil Tony.
We can just call you T-Lit.
Double T there.
Triple T.
Bro, how do you not, I mean, I'm pretty sure I've told the horsecock story before.
You have.
I don't know how you've never told us you drank out of a toilet.
It just came to me when we were talking about stupid shit and then drinking out of the bidet. And I was just like, oh my God, I forgot about that one. Yeah, it was seventh grade. There were girls at the party too. It wasn't a sausage fest.
Oh my God. It's like fucking therapy for
Tony. Oh my God. You had to hear like, ew. No wonder I didn't get much in grammar school. I didn't get any in grammar school. I need
and
a fucking.
Only our Minnesota what? Buddy, not the one behind me, gets stuff from grammar schools.
Oh.
Brundle fly.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
I mean, well,
I need a fucking. I need an.
Yeah, we'll be back after I check the temperature of the toilet water at my house.
We would like to thank each and every one of you for tuning in each week to The Shining Wizards. Here are some other ways in which you can support the show. If you shop at Amazon, visit amazon.shiningwizards.com and shop the way you always do. You'll pay the same low prices, and a portion of your purchase will help support the show. If you'd like to buy a Shining Wizards t-shirt, visit merch.shiningwizards.com to visit our pro wrestling tee store and select from over a dozen great designs. You can also become a Patreon supporter at patreon.shiningwizards.com, where we offer bonus content, producer credits, and so much more. Continue to listen to the show wherever you listen to podcasts and watch along live on social media. And don't forget to like, rate, review, and subscribe. Your continued support helps us to continue to bring you the best in professional wrestling podcasting.
It's time for your weekly lineup of shows on the Shining Wizards Network. Start your week with the latest from Gorilla Brain, featuring the year of Duke and Rogue, covering a year's worth of classic wrestling. And the Tots Pod, introducing the world to wrestling figure collecting. Follow up with 30 Screams or Less, a weekly review of horror movies in 30 minutes or less. And the Shining Wizards, where it's wrestling talk and talk about wrestling. The Network Week continues with the Mark Order, your place for everything AEW. And the ROH Revelry, covering everything in the history of Ring of Honor. Later, it's Radioactive Metal, bringing you everything from the world of heavy metal music. An Inconclusive Breakdown, keeping you up to date on everything happening in the world. The Shining Wizards Network is also the home to other great shows, like The Brocast, your watch-along podcast from Down Under. Turnbuckle Throwbacks, paying homage to the greatest shows in the history of pro wrestling. Wrestling Night in Canada, a focus on wrestling with a North of the Border spin. And Going Underground, a show that takes you back through the history of Lucha Underground. Enjoy all of the amazing shows on the Shining Wizards Network, available wherever you listen to podcasts and at shiningwizardsnetwork.com. It's the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
Oh, man. Special thanks again to Jay the Key Evans for joining us. Please give him a follow. And if you see him at DJ's here in Jersey down the shore, ask for the growl. God damn. Holy shit. We have a Patreon, patreon.com/wizardspodcast for $1. Yes, $1 a month. You can support the show. $3 a month gets you access to all of our bonus content. Brundo and Handsome Kevin are going through HK's journey in the world of independent professional wrestling. If you don't know, Handsome Kevin is involved in the independent scene in Minnesota, and he did not have the traditional path to the world of pro wrestling, and Brundo and HK explained that in the I always say it wrong, so I have to look it up on Spotify. The Indie Rogue Chronicles, Rogue's Indie Chronicles. I get it wrong every single bargain time.
I have to ask before we start recording every time, too. So,
and no, if you're wondering out there, you fucking dirty minded people, he didn't blow Petey Brown to get into the business. Wow. It's not what happened.
HK, you're muted, by the way.
I would have let him go.
Would have been like a bonus episode.
Yeah. You're good now, buddy.
Back here if you need me.
Wow, Brundo, you hit him right in.
You're supposed to be my buddy, right? You're supposed to be my buddy.
And here he is. Hey, bend I'd me let over you know before you... You know,
yeah, he was helping you out.
I let you know.
Oh, gotcha. Thanks, Brundo Fly. Fuck me.
Wow. Yeah, so anyway, we got the Patreon, patreon.com/wizardspodcast. $1 a month is the least amount you can put down. $3 a month is access to all the bonus shows, and then we have a free tier which gets you the weekly Wizards newsletter. It comes out every Sunday or Monday, and it has little tidbits like possible guest coming up on the show, which was in this week's newsletter. It also lets you know where the Wizards are if they're doing other shows. Brundo just did the Apron Bum podcast 2 weeks ago, so that's there. All the network shows are there. All the links to the network shows are there. Handsome Kevin has two shows on the network. So please support the Shining Wizards Network. Support the Shining Wizards. Jesus Christ, a lot for me to say. Oh man. Okay.
Okay. Terrific.
Okay. Terrific. We also have the street team. Shout out to SJ. She was at Wrestling for a Cause this weekend, and they let her put all Shining Wizards gift bags that she puts together all on like a couple rows of chairs for people to just take for free. So that's fucking awesome. Shout out to Wrestling for a Cause and SJ for out there doing her thing. I know she's going back to WPW in March for the Voyager Cup on the 13th and 14th. Lisa's going to be at the AEW shows. She'll be at Dynamite this Wednesday night. She'll be at Collision on Saturday. I mentioned the Voyager Cup. SJ will be at WPW and WSO Brawl in the Hall on Wednesday, February 1st. February 4th. Jesus, criminy. And then SJ will be at Dynamite Collision tapings in Winnipeg on April 1st. So support the street team at Wizard Street. Give them a follow. The next person to follow them will be the 1100th follower.
Nice.
For that, nice. You get to follow them. So how do you like them apples?
SJ and That's Lisa doing God's work. I love it.
Yeah. Love crush. It. Damn right.
Crush out there.
Oh, all right. That was a lot. That was a lot to unpack. I got to ask, did you guys watch Saturday night's main event?
Huh, forgot it was on.
Sure did.
I wish I did. I will go back and watch that, too.
Overall, home run. I think it's the best one they've done on Peacock since they started this partnership.
Oh, God, they're on Peacock yet?
Yes. Oh, that's what I was getting into before Jay the Key Evans joined us. You can watch all the old Saturday night's main events still on Peacock.
Well, because it's a Peacock show.
Yeah, but even like the ones from the 80s, like I didn't realize. I need like a chart so I know where I can watch things. They're breaking it all up. It's all over the place. I don't like it.
Fucking ruined everything.
I really don't like it. But yeah, HK, I know you watch Saturday night's main event. Give me your skinny. Talk to me, brother. Yeah, brother.
I don't like the presentation. I really don't like the presentation because the presentation doesn't make it feel special. Like it's a special event at all. It's just kind of another, like, here's our event. They got the big giant video boards and everything. It just doesn't separate itself from everything else, which that part I don't like. The way that the show opened kind of caught me off guard.
Okay.
And that I was kind of okay with that. Like I was excited to see Cody and Fatu, but they didn't get there. You know what I mean? And that's just kind of throwing a little bit more heat on that, which I'm completely fine with. The women's tag team match was a fucking wreck, just a fucking wreck, and it sucks because like I'm a big Liv guy. What's her name? Raquel? She can go away.
Rodriguez.
I'm done with her. She can go away. That match was just. It was horseshit. It was horseshit fucking match.
There was a couple things. I hate to cut you off, HK, but I do need to talk about, right? And props to, what was it? Who's on cop? Wade Barrett calling out the referee for making a pinfall when her shoulders aren't even on the ground.
Yep.
Secondly, I put it in the Discord and I tweeted it out. If anyone is late breaking up a pin, you got to fucking count that pinfall. Roxy hits that pop rocks on EO. And Rhea's supposed to break it up. She's nowhere to be found, and that referee stops from hitting the mat.
Yep. Yeah. Horrible.
It's blatant.
Yep.
They practice this shit so often, right? All the shit they go through it 100 times, which is ridiculous to begin with. Mm-hmm. Nobody can work on the fly. If you don't see her out of your peripheral, you got to kick out, 100%. Or the referee has to count three.
100%.
Or the referee's got to remind you or give you like the fucking Iggy and say, nobody's here, kick out, or just yell kick out, you know?
Kick. Yeah.
Yep. When Kevin Keenan was on, he would tell us, he's like, even if everybody's where they're supposed to be, I'm always given directions when somebody's down on the mat with their shoulders down.
Mm-hmm.
Like he says, at the first count, I'm like, you got to kick out two. And then, you know, they don't, it's on them.
Yeah.
horrible. So it's just overly sanitized, and they can't work dirty, and that's unfortunate. Yeah.
Yeah, that's across. That's across everything that's on TV. Yep. Everything. Yep. Let's just be clear about that. I loved AJ Shinsuke.
How could you not?
I thought that should have been a match at WrestleMania years ago.
Well, they did that match at WrestleMania.
Yeah, but not to that level. Like that was
okay. Yeah.
That was a great fucking match.
Well, the tempo of it and the timing of it, and they sold. You know what I mean? Like they brought you back in and then they let you breathe a little bit and brought, you know what I mean? Like, and then sunk their hooks just a little bit fucking deeper and then pulled you in a little bit more and then picked up the pace. So then you're excited again and then fucking went back into selling and get kind of, it was fucking beautiful. It was one of the better matches I've seen on television in quite a while.
Yeah, no, it was fucking awesome. Fucking mm-hmm. awesome. Great fucking match. Awesome. If you're not going to watch all of Saturday night's main event, I would say go out of your way just to watch that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think we all knew where the main event was going. Sammy, he wins the four-way. Fine match. Mm-hmm. I didn't have many complaints. You know, I didn't have any complaints about it. It's hard to go on the roller coaster for me. I can't say for everybody else, but for me, the roller coaster was AJ Shinsuke, and then like buckle in for not like I was like in my brain, I was like, we're not going to get better than what we just saw, but I'll give it a try. And they did a fine job, and the right guy won.
Yeah, yeah. I sometimes have a hard time with these like these fatal four ways because I just in my mind I really believe that fatal four way should be elimination. Really get crown the motherfucker to go for the belt like. Go elimination style on it. I always like that a little bit better. I don't trick. I don't know if he's there quite yet, but they're putting him there. You know what I mean? He doesn't feel like he doesn't necessarily. He doesn't seem completely out of place. He just doesn't seem like he's quite there yet. So it is interesting to see him in the ring with a guy like fucking Randy Orton, Sami Zayn. Damian Priest, I think, is just kind of lost right now. I don't know what the hell they're going to end up doing with him, but I think you're absolutely right. I think Sami's the right guy, and I hope he gets the strap. I really do.
I think Trick is done so much at NXT. It was like they couldn't do anything else with him, so it was time to put him up there and see if he could sink or swim.
Well, they put him up there, but they
really put him up there. Yeah. I didn't expect this far from him already, but
I mean, but we talk about it all the time, right? They need to make new stars, and I get this is how you do it. And you know, you are also covering your ass when you put him in there with Orton and Sammy, right?
Yeah,
to make sure things go okay. So yeah, that's set for the Rumble. He took it down, and it's no longer a thing. But in this day and age, once it's out there forever. And things can change if you watch that terrible Unreal show on Netflix. Shinsuke Nakamura may have spoiled the Royal Rumble outcome for AJ Styles. He put a post on Instagram, essentially. Telling a story about the conversation they had where AJ admitted to him the Royal Rumble would be his last appearance.
No. Did he really?
Yes.
Yep.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, it said during last year's Australian tour at a house show in Melbourne, AJ gave a speech after the match. Listening to it, it was clear he was thanking the fans, but somehow it also felt like he was hinting that retirement might not be that far away. The tour continued to Japan, and before the shows there, I asked him something. We were in a van on our way to the meet and greet, and I asked him, when are you going to retire? He answered, the Royal Rumble. I've already decided.
Oh, no. Whoops.
So things can change, but I mean, if AJ Styles was to beat Gunther has to win the Royal Rumble, right? You can't have him retire John Cena forever and then lose to AJ Styles a month later. Without like some big bounce back, no,
you can 100%. You can.
somebody's a big fan of Tony's shirt, loves the 6'7" shirt.
Thanks, Kate.
Kate rules.
Good evening, Steve. Nice to see you. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Steve.
Steve,
you think so? HK, you think they can bounce back from that?
Yeah, I mean, like Gunther, he's untouchable, and I mean, I say it all the time on, you know, on the show. Like, it's not about going over; it's about getting over, and Gunther's over. So I don't think that a loss, especially like AJ Styles, doesn't. It's not going to hurt him in any stretch. You know, what I mean, you can put him back in the ring with anybody else. Even put it back in the ring with AJ Styles again. And he'll be just fine. I have no worries about Gunther. I think we get a little bit too caught up on, oh, he lost to this guy and beat this guy, and you know what I mean. Like it's not really what all goes into it. And I understand like people going, well, we want him to win, or we want our guy to win, or what does a loss do to this guy? But like realistically, like look at Gunther's body of work already. You know what I mean? Well, losing to
his body of work is he's retired Bill Goldberg. He mm-hmm. just retired John Cena. AJ mm-hmm. Styles has been very clear about the fact that he's retiring. So
yeah.
going into this match, and the rumor and innuendo mm-hmm. is that he's also going to be the guy that possibly retires Brock Lesnar later this summer.
Yeah. Like, yeah. No, but Double T, if he comes out and he loses to AJ, right? And then he's not chasing the belt. He's chasing AJ's career for another month, maybe two. And then finally gets rid of AJ and then goes after Brock. You know what I mean? Like, there's still ways you can build upon that if you want to push that AJ retirement out. And I think that's a nice story to tell, too, from like a Gunther side. Like going, okay, you got one on me. I want your fucking career and I'm going to get it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you can play that out. I think it's a way to go. Is it going to happen? I don't think that's the way they're going to go. But I think there's ways to proceed with it.
It'll be interesting. It'll be interesting Saturday afternoon.
I love it. I love it. I wish it was on at 6 a.m.
Let's just hope them sleeves finish building that stadium.
It's done, I heard.
I mean, those workers, excuse me. Fucking Saudi with their fucking nonsense. Shame on
you. Hey, man, if their nonsense means the Royal Rumble's over by 5, I'll laugh all the way to the fucking TV.
Love it.
So we got what? Drew, Sammy, Gunther, AJ, retirement match, and the men and women's Royal Rumbles.
One match too many.
Yeah, I don't think we should have a ladies rumble match in Saudi because
you read my mind, buddy.
Yeah.
They're not even gonna have like their sexy little outfits on.
It's That's what I'm like, thinking. Yeah.
Just 30 women in like black leather.
Right.
I mean,
Didn't they kind of lessen up on that last time they were there, or am I mistaken? No.
They might be able to show an ankle or two.
No, yeah. I think it's more the neck than the ankle.
Yeah.
Okay.
Please, you could choke.
Push it. Push the ladies. Push the ladies rumble back, right? Put the ladies rumble that backlash.
I do wish they would do that. Like, I get it. Like, it's easier for them to...
The ladies' rumble should be all 30 women in the ring at the start, and then every 2 minutes, if nobody's been thrown out, they pull somebody out by their hair. Just whoever's closest to the ropes, yoink!
You just see a shepherd's hook flying in.
Let's see who's declared for the women.
Rhea, I do declare I am in the Royal Rumble. Yeah, sugar.
Roxy,
Raquel, but you ain't bona fide.
I'm my honor.
You got that chicken and roasty.
Women's Royal Rumble? Fucking awesome. Al, I know you're listening. Stop fucking driving, buddy.
Whoa.
Whoa. Holy jumping Jesus shitballs. This guy has a problem with everybody on the road. He's worse than I am.
I don't know about that. New tag team champions were crowned on SmackDown. If you were interested, the MFTs are the tag team champions.
How many fucking defenses did the Wyatts actually have? Like 3?
Oh, 3 or 4.
Hey, are we doing picks for the Royal Rumble?
I don't. What is it? This weekend?
Yeah. Saturday. We just talked about it.
Oh, fuck.
Limoncellos, man.
Yeah, really.
No, I don't really care. Like, I'm tired of winning picks. I don't know.
This fucking guy. Let's see.
I'd like to win more in Fortnite, but you know.
God damn, they won the titles in fucking July?
Of course they did.
the fuck?
And they defended them on TV once. They lost by DQ to Andrade and Phoenix. They retained them at SummerSlam.
And Andrade's not even around anymore.
Now, a bunch of house shows. October SmackDown, they beat the Street Profits. December SmackDown, they beat the MFTs. And then SmackDown, at the beginning of the month, they were in like an eight-man. Yeah, they defended them like four times on TV.
That's okay. How many times did Cody defend on TV?
Yeah, but he was defending at pay-per-views too.
Where he should.
Land in my soul.
Oh my God!
I'm done with Cody. I don't give a shit about Cody. I hope he gets. I hope Jacob Fatu kicks his teeth down his throat.
Why don't you fucking have him some fucking bib lettuce stuck up his ass?
I have more respect for Cody.
Maybe some heirloom tomatoes. Fucking his wife's mouth.
Produce Pete can eat a shit. So yeah, we got the Rumble. What do you guys like for the Rumble Saturday? I think it's Roman Reigns and Bianca Belair.
Oh God.
That's what I think. I think Roman's going after Philip, and I think Bianca's going off after Jade because Jade is god awful as the champion.
So looks Bianca. Great. I'm so done with Bianca.
She hasn't been on TV in months.
Gives a shit.
She hasn't been on since WrestleMania. She got problems with Jade before she left too. So
yeah. Oh, didn't Jade run her over there? Or was that Naomi that ran her over?
Naomi ran over Jade, and then Jade told Bianca and Naomi to go fuck themselves. Yeah.
Oh, so maybe they have a three-way at WrestleMania.
No, I don't know if Naomi spit one out.
Oh, that's. Oh, wait, no, the baby's probably already out, right?
I don't know.
Naomi. No, I don't think so.
When did Naomi announce she was pregnant? Yeah, when did she? So, you don't typically announce that you're pregnant until you're like 2 or 3 months in, just to make sure. So if you're talking like maybe if you're talking May, there's a chance she could get in the Rumble.
She was on
November. November they did the gender reveal.
How do you know this?
I Googled it, bro.
He was invited.
So we're gonna have another little Uso running around.
Yes,
like a male Uso.
Well, Uso.
He's gonna go back up her, and then he's gonna run it back on the way out.
Oh, Jesus, dude.
It is a boy.
Huh. He's come out with fucking greasy, curly hair, just clapping his thighs to Samoa.
Paul, add a baby, eat the boy.
It's Bob. They had a baby. It's a boy.
Thank you, Tony.
November 30th, she tweeted, "It's a boy. We decided to cancel our gender reveal due to me dealing
with... We had a baby, eats a boy.
You have to talk over me?
We're having a moment.
Yeah, you remember a fucking commercial from the 90s. Congratulations.
I also remember Produce Pete from the 90s. You didn't give a fuck about that either.
I don't give a shit about Produce Pete.
Poor Produce Pete with his lettuce.
Not Produce Pete. We do a fucking wrestling podcast. Can we talk
fucking
about
fucking zucchinis?
Fucking Produce Pete. He's fucking dead.
Fucking heirloom tomatoes. Cool.
Who gives a shit?
You think his produce went into Henry O. Godwin's slop?
Complete possibility.
Yeah.
Complete possibility.
Done?
Bro, Produce Pete should have hosted Raw one night.
Oh, my God. With the fucking Produce Pete. Can you
imagine him putting out veggie. Oh, my God. A fucking Produce Pete veggie platter for Handsome Kevin?
Special guest general manager.
That would have been a fucking send off for sure, dude.
I wish I miss the way things used to be. Jesus Christ.
Well, you want to bring back some old wizards?
Please. Please, the show will stay on the fucking rails.
Oh, really? You want to give us your opinions of Kofi Kingston again?
Off the wagons, on the rails.
Really? You got a 14-year callback?
I was calling back commercials from the 90s. What do you think we do here?
Jesus Christ. I'm a
fucking cracker. Did you not read the book?
What book?
The Shining Wizards book. It's chapter 5 in the manual. Run it back. Like an Uso.
Just go to bed. Jesus.
See, I said Uso. I brought it back to wrestling.
Holy shit.
Who do you guys like in the Rumble?
Luigi Primo.
You're a fucking asshole. I fucking hate you. I hate you so much. Did you read Brundo's notes this week, shithead?
Brundo sent notes?
This motherfucker. Sent him early yesterday. He was,
oh, he sure oh, did.
I was afraid I was going to get a fucking power loss.
Somebody tell me who the fuck they want to win the Royal Rumble so we can just move on.
I really don't give a shit. Like I have no emotional stake in anybody in the Royal Rumble this year. I just don't.
I was thinking about this yesterday. I don't remember like the last really great Rumble match. And like that's what I care about right now the most. Like give me a Royal Rumble that I fucking care about. I don't like make somebody with the Royal Rumble. Like I don't think like Roman Reigns winning, like we were talking about earlier, like we got to make some new stars, right? Give me a fucking winner that I care about, a match that's great. And I don't give a shit who it is. I'd rather it not be Roman. I'd rather it not be some, one of those top guys. But give me a Rumble that is great, that fucking makes somebody, and I'm sold. That's all I care about with this Rumble, because it's been a while since we've seen like a really great Rumble, I think at least.
2021, I think, was pretty good. The last one that Edge won, I remember that being a very solid Rumble. But ever since then, it's like paint by numbers. And I'm with you. Like there are guys in this they could easily have Obafemi come in, destroy some shit, and just be fucking made. Bronson Reed is another guy. Like he could just go on a fucking run, go down to like the last like two or three, and become really fucking close. But I thought Sami Zayn was gonna actually win the Royal Rumble until Saturday night's main event, and challenge Drew, but they went the other way with that one.
Yeah, and if you
now I have no fucking idea who's gonna win.
Yeah, there are reports out there that they're gonna do Drew Cody at Mania, which I don't
know.
So Cody's going to win the fucking chamber then?
I don't know. That's the we got the chamber in between two. I don't know.
Cody cannot win
the Rumble again.
Can't. 3 and 4 years. Come on. Cody's not that guy.
That's not Austin. What they want you to think.
They're going to boo the shit out. I bet you any fucking money if they run Cody. If Cody wins the Rumble, he's going to get booed the shit out of him going against McIntyre for 2 fucking months. I guarantee it. Yeah. Guarantee it.
Maybe that's the heel turn everybody wants from him.
Oh my god, a double turn at WrestleMania? We haven't had a good one in a real long time.
The other rumor, and I it's just a rumor. Roman Rock at 43. Does anybody fucking care?
Wait, 40 in another year?
Yeah, in Saudi.
Well, I mean, if the Saudis want, I mean, it's kind of like a bought show. It's what they want, right? Like all the Saudi shows are bought shows, no?
Yep. Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're making the money like right out the gate. Like they don't have to sell any fucking tickets. So it's pretty much what the Saudis want. You know, you go to Tommy Fierro and you want a birthday party and you tell Tommy, like, hey, can you book this guy to win? Yeah, sure, why not? Whatever.
Is that how that works?
I would imagine so. I don't know. Okay. Like what look. Yeah, I call Tommy. Yeah, like if you call Tommy, like, hey, my kid really likes Joe Clean. You think you could have Joe Clean beat the shit out of somebody? Be like, fuck yeah. Or like, you know, have Joe Clean shit can the guy and like let my kid give him a chop or two. Like, fuck yeah, we could do that.
Tommy probably asked the guy who's your favorite ISPW wrestler and then works it out for that.
There you go. Right. Now me, I'd want to dance with Danny Moff in the ring, but that would be my choice.
Should take a chop from him.
No. No, thank you.
I thought AEW had a pretty good week. Some pretty good matches.
One of us.
Two of us.
Wait, the Death Riders are feuding with the Don Callis family now? Is that what I'm saying?
Sure as shit are.
They are.
It's fucking awesome.
I'm going to guess you didn't watch, Tony.
Oh, I'm looking at the... Oh, the that Timeless is... Love Bombs are on a losing streak, huh?
That's not watching if you're reading the fucking crawl.
I'm watching the crawl.
Not watching the matches.
I don't give a shit. That's as good as it's gonna get. Oh, Shibata right, jobs again. Wonderful.
HK, give me what you got, buddy. I know you watch Dynamite on.
Wait. What is a proto Shida? What do you think it is? What is it?
Yes. Guess what it is.
I would imagine it's take a Shida.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And is he in the Callus family?
Yep.
So who's in the Callus family with the name Proto? Oh, Proto's Pete.
Proto's Shida.
No, not fucking Proto's Pete, you asshole.
Proto's Shida, write it down. I don't know who's Proto. Who's got the nickname Proto? I don't know.
The Proto star?
Oh, Kyle Fletcher?
There you go.
No. Why didn't they call it Fletcher Shida?
You've done better. You've done better. HK, give me your Dynamite review really fast.
Yeah, no, I didn't watch the entire show. I couldn't get through all of it. Samoa Joe, I really like Samoa Joe. It's interesting. Like, it just seems like whatever he does, I'm just into it, and that's fine. Speedball, I give a shit less about. So that was kind of an interesting watch for me. Toilet, and
you asshole.
The Death Riders, Don Callis family street fight can fucking blow all of my ass. And fucking that shit sucked. And you know what fucking pissed me off about it too? It's a street fight. It's a fucking street fight. You put that in your main event. You don't have it like second match on the card. Everything's fucking blown. You have them have a board with broken glass and barbed wire, and you're fucking doing spots on it. The second match of the card on TV, you're out of your fucking mind. And not to mention, the match should have been over long before because of that cocksucker tapping out on the ramp and the fucking referee staring right at it. And Siobhan's going, no, I don't think the referee saw him. I don't think the referee saw him tap out. He's tapping out.
They said it had to end in the ring.
Oh, Brundlefly, don't be that generous. All right.
Who was the referee?
There was two of them. That's the other fucking thing.
Was it Audrey?
And one on the inside.
Was it Audrey and Paul Turner, whatever his name is?
I don't remember what fucking
it was. Probably Rick Knox. Was.
Rick Knox. There you go. A whole horse face there.
It was annoying as hell. And it's yeah. So like he goes under the ring and grabs this fucking board. It's got broken glass and barbed
wire. Why?
For no fucking reason, Tony. For no fucking reason. And then the match ends. The Death Rider, Moxley, goes over to Callis. And what's the broad's name?
Marina.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
the problem?
Yeah, that bird grabs the fucking mic and is like handing it to him. And he's still trying to get his gas. He's just standing there looking at Callis. Just standing there looking. And he goes, tell your boy knows where to find me. And he just fucking walks away. It wasn't good. It wasn't good at all. And then I watched FTR versus Price and Jordan Oliver. Now I got to ask, because everybody says, oh, you bring in these guys and you bury them. They'll never be anything now. They'll never be anything. Brand new team and they lose. They're buried. They'll never be anything. Were these two guys, will they ever be anything now?
Yeah,
they lost the first match. Well, come on, Brundlefly. You can't have it both ways. You can't sure have you it can. Both ways. No.
When you do it right, you can.
Oh, when you do it right, which means a way that I like it. They did it the way I like it. It's right. I like it.
Larry Zbysko. Not everything's right.
No, the only one that ever did it right, Kurt Angle and John Cena did it right. That's like the only good example I ever have of that. And then they showed him in the locker room and everybody's shaking his hand, welcoming him to the big time. That's how you do it.
Yeah, it didn't.
Did anybody shake Price and Oliver's hands in the back?
They put him on Collision and had him lose to Davis and Doyle.
Jesus. Who?
Oh, Doyle rules.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Mark Davis and Jake Doyle, you know him as Jake something.
Oh. They're going to put Marina Shafir with Takeshita next. It's gonna be problem shit.
Wouldn't it be shit a problem?
Call him B67.
There's a couple things that bother me about Dynamite. I hated that they did the thing with Mike Bailey backstage with Kevin Knight and no. they did a thing backstage with Kevin Knight and Adam Page, and Brundo said like, oh, but he wanted to do it on his own. But at some point when it's 3-on-1, aren't your boys supposed to fucking come down? We know they're there. You just did a segment with them. At some point you're like, I know he wanted to do this on his own, but he's getting the dog shit kicked out of him. Maybe we should go at least even the odds. No, and I'm with you, HK. What's this, the second match in the Death Riders Don Callis family feud? And no offense to Lance Archer, Rocky Romero, and Hechicero. When I think of the Don Callis family, those are the last three fucking guys I think of. Have them pull out a fucking barbed wire glass board in the second match in this feud? Stop. Stop, Tony Khan. Stop telling me people don't have fucking creative control. Keep going on these fucking podcasts that have 1,000 followers because nobody asks you the hard questions. They like to suck your little rich dick. All right? This was stupid. You know what I liked?
I want my rich dick sucked.
What?
I want my rich dick sucked.
You don't have, you're not rich.
My semi not poor dick.
Are you drinking out of the fucking toilet?
You got a semi?
A little bit. We're talking about the DC family.
Yeah, I like Kenny and Josh. I like Swerve and Kevin Knight. I like Adam Page Shibata. I like Claudio and Roderick Strong. I know they canceled the collision tapings for Saturday because of the weather, and they maybe changed a couple things around. But, like, I don't know. Like, Alec Price and Jordan Oliver, they made this big deal about them signing. Right, with the Limitless stuff and the MJF giving them a chance. And like, okay, you bring them in, they lose to the tag team champions. I'm okay with that. But then to parade them out later in the night just to have them lose to Davis and Doyle, who are next in line to get a tag title shot, I don't know.
They're two guys that are perfect. Because if you're trying to get over Davis and Doyle, these are two guys they could throw around like motherfuckers like they did. Perfect to get these guys over. Loved it.
Fucking Davis and Doyle are your number one contenders. What is this fucking championship wrestling in the 70s? What the fuck are we doing?
What do you mean, what the fuck are we doing?
Davis and Doyle, they're up and coming. They have a match against the Yukon Lumberjacks this weekend in Baltimore at the Civic Center.
I like them. I like Mark Davis as a tag team guy. Aussie Open was great. And Jake Something was toiling away in fucking TNA, where they, even on AMC, they can't figure out how to get the audio in the fucking backstage area to work, so you can't hear anyone's fucking interview. So good for him to get for getting a chance in an AEW.
Jake Doyle.
Yeah,
striking fear in the hearts of men up and down the AEW roster. Jake Doyle.
Jake Doyle rules. Didn't they just bring, who was it, the fucking Rascal Kids in too?
Yes.
Yeah.
Have they fired one of them?
They debut, I think, on Collision next week. Yeah,
so they've actually put build toward, and this is something that I don't fucking get, because more people are going to be familiar with the Rascals. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. And then they have them do backstage segments. They're saying, hey, their debut match is coming up. They're getting an audience familiar with them, and they're a team that people will already be familiar with. Then you have Oliver and Price show up, who less people are going to be familiar with. They don't do any packages. They don't do any fucking, you know what I mean? Nothing, no build up. And then they trot them out there to lose to your tag team champions, which I'm not opposed to. But like, what are you trying to accomplish bringing both these tag teams in, bringing this one in clearly just to take the pins, and the other one they're going to build up for what's next? You know what I mean? Like, and I think you could turn it around. Anything, as long as if they can get over, you're fine. But like, where's the direction? Where's the actual fucking direction when you're doing this shit? Because it seems like there's fucking none. It really seems like there's none. And it irritates me, especially for a guy like Price and Oliver, because I think the kids are both talented. And what are we fucking doing? Give them some vignettes. Give them some backstage segments. Build them up for their fucking match. Even if they're going to lose in the first match, give them fucking something. Fucking Jesus.
It's a situation, too, where, like, if you're going to do that to them, don't announce that you're signing them. Bring them in as enhancement talent. Have them wrestle periodically. And then maybe they go away for a month. And then you're like,
hey, they're back and they're, you know, like, and they've got some matches under their belt. They're establishing themselves and now they're going to make a run at it. And that's how you build them up. But if you're going to bring them in like that with all the hype that you gave MJF at Limitless Pro Wrestling of all places, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you're going to do that, you got to bring them in high.
Come on.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thanks, Molly.
Molly is the fucking queen. Well, see you later.
You swung like four times.
Oh, yeah. She was going all in on them suckers.
Jesus.
That's what you get for having big nuts. You got to make sure you hit them every spot.
That was, that was not my call. Somebody else made that call, and I just relayed the message.
Fucking Al. Greatest segment ever. Thanks,
was
buddy.
Was it Tropic Al?
No, but you know what? If Al and Duke are both listening, wouldn't be against farming that one out.
Keep you on your toes, bro. You want to put something in front of that door.
I don't know, man.
Jesus. It's going to be every week now. I'm just going to get fucking plowed in the nads.
Start wearing a cup, bro.
I might have to.
It's what the people want.
It'd be real funny if she punched you in the balls and she says, that's for taking me to Rancho Loco every Friday.
That ain't changing.
Then I guess your ball shoe will be a punching.
Yeah, good.
Here is this bit. But yes, I wish they had done that, HK.
What are we talking about again?
Build up Price and Oliver, right? It's great that they got signed, and then they got their graphic after they lost to FTR or whatever. But yeah, and people go, oh, this is a great team for Ring of Honor. Like, nobody fucking watches Ring of Honor. Stop. Nobody fucking cares.
No.
Just, and please, for the Tony Khan, please, for the love of God, just change the fucking name of that. Call it fucking TK's Toys. I don't give a shit. Call it whatever you want. Call it Nobody Gives a Shit Wrestling. Because nobody, Brundo, I'm a little upset with you, Brundo. You keep putting the Ring of Honor results in, but there's no JCW Lunacy here.
You know, maybe I'll just change it to Lunacy, but I didn't want to spoil Tony. Because I know like 2 weeks ago he was waiting on it and you guys just talked all over it and show he didn't watch. So
HK, just in case we're keeping tabs too, their big Alec Price, Jordan Oliver debut on Ring of Honor, they lost to the crew, Action Andretti and Leo Rush. So they're 0-3 in AEW and Ring of Honor.
Action Andretti and Leo Rush?
Yeah.
They were the fucking weird ass like Goomba jackets there from Mario Brothers?
Yeah.
That's who the Rascals are debuting against.
Oh, fuck all of them.
What are they called? Action Rush?
The crew.
The crew.
Oh, fuck that.
CRU.
Oh,
yeah. Even better. Are they paying homage to the Three Live Crew?
I don't know who they're playing homage to.
They look like they're playing homage to, I don't know, a fucking Thornbush.
Fucking nuts.
Yeah.
I wish somebody play homage to my nuts at this point.
I wish they'd play in traffic.
Gonna get a in remembrance of.
I will remember you.
Thanks to my buddy Tony, he was kind enough to get me a way to watch TNA where I don't have to fucking download an app, or I have AMC on Hulu Live, but it's not. It's such a fucking pain. Like it actually gives me a headache. So now I have a gimmick. I wanted to watch TNA. I have to, you know. Is Feast and Fire the worst fucking gimmick ever? It's so fucking dumb.
It's Feast and Fire. Stupid. They have reverse battle royals. They have the fucking the reverse ladder match or whatever, I think, too.
They still doing reverse battle royals?
Oh my God.
I think they did one somewhat recently.
It's so fucking
They did stupid. Enough of them, though.
And this,
Feast of Fire is fucking stupid.
TNA used to be like, when it was on, like, when we were paying for TNA Plus and I would watch it, like, the shows were, like, enjoyable. Like, I don't know, man. Like, this was supposed to be, like, the big move to AMC. Like, you can't have backstage segments where I, the viewer, can't fucking hear the audio.
Sure.
And then you can't let TNA Plus continue to record the audio after they're off the air and spoil who got the championship fucking briefcase next week.
A lot more than that, too. They spoiled for like the last next month of results.
And this fucking jerk off Carlos Silva with his fucking slacks and his baseball hat. He's got to fucking come out. It fucking sucks. Can we just fucking get rid of the fucking Tommy Dreamers and the fucking Road Dogs and all these fucking agents? Because they suck. They suck. Suck bad. They suck so bad.
What were you going to say?
They suck. HK is like, oh, get rid of Tommy Dreamer. He's great when he goes out in the ring and he doesn't take any bumps and he does the DDT. And he.
I love Tommy Dreamer.
He sucks as an agent.
You suck.
Have you? Yeah. Well, when you figure out how to log into your TNA, watch fucking an episode of TNA and tell me you enjoyed it.
I will.
So never.
It's fucking hot garbage. It's hot garbage. Matt Hardy's taking too many hits to the head, thinks this is going to be the number two wrestling company in the world. He's out of his fucking balls.
Love Tommy. I think that was more of a dig at his former employee.
I'm sure. I don't understand that either. Why you got to be taking shots? Although he did tweet, Trey Miguel is back in TNA. And he won one of the Feast and Fire briefcases. And Matt Hardy said, TNA has the opportunity to do the funniest thing ever. Yes. Yeah, it was. And at first I was like, this can't be. I thought it was the quality of the video that Tony sent me. But then I went and I read the reviews after I watched it, and it was across the board. The AMC, you can't hear the people in the backstage segments. It's frustrating because I want to see. Oh, and then the system has new people in it. That was the big like to do at the end of the show.
Yeah. Bear Bronson and Cedric.
Cedric Alexander. Yeah.
Yep.
Like you couldn't telegraph the Cedric Alexander turn a mile away.
He should have just came out and said he was going to be in his corner.
That's my TNA rant. Before we get to homework, though, I know Tony was watching JCW.
I was going to say, Steve Jordan wants to know when we're talking about the Juggalos.
Right now, Steve Jordan, we're chatting JCW lunacy. Caleb Conley's on an island. He don't want the ring rat and Jeeves no more.
What's wrong with the ring rat?
I
thought he was in the process of getting some in the back when we appeared with him. No.
Yeah. It seemed like that may have been happening, but every time she does that, he kind of pushes her away, which is rude.
Well, maybe he's looking out for her because she said, you know, whenever she does that, she's out of commission for like, you know, 3-4 days. So maybe he's trying to help her out.
Also, weird headline and a weird thing for wrestling news.
Yep.
Because of her disease.
Yeah.
Right? What does she have? Say. Crips?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
She's a member of the Crips?
No.
Keep it gangster, y'all. Keep it gangster.
So she has this, like, this disease where, like, any, like, physical contact, like, it, like, some days it's fine and other days like it's like crippling. It like makes her like she's not able to move. So I guess this was affecting her sex life. And in an interview, she said this year she gave oral sex to somebody. And that was like a headline on fucking wrestling websites.
Sounds like a Shining Wizards headline.
But the ring rat rules.
Sounds like a line for head, right?
So wait, she passed out from giving head? Like what happened to her?
What does everybody want?
No, because like if she's like in the process and then she can't take anymore and she goes like limp. I mean,
I don't know, Tony.
It sounds like a party.
I didn't read the fucking article because it was just unbelievable.
Wait. So you read into like I like giving blowies, and then I guess you finished.
No. That's not what she said. The headline was, God damn it! Now I'm gonna have to fucking look this up. Ring rat gives blowjob.
Al says headline. I see what you did there, Double T.
All right, this was a terrible, terrible thing to Google.
Did you literally just type in into your Google machine ring rat yep. blowjob?
Yep. I thought it would come up as like the first thing.
How much Jasmine St. Clair showed up?
Ring rat. JCW oral sex.
Yeah, that'll change the results.
Yeah.
Is it under news?
Don't click yes.
It's local news.
Oh, type up produce Pete blowjob. See what happens.
Whether on the ones, blowjobs on the twos.
God damn it.
Picture him holding carrots. Oh my God. You're giving blowjobs, you motherfucker.
Barf.
Oh, motherfucker. What? Why would you give blowjobs, you motherfucker?
For it, if it's HK saw the fucking headline,
I did.
All right, and I think somebody like quote tweeted it on Twitter and explained like,
"You motherfucker,"
the purpose of like the article. I don't know, whatever. Anyway, what else is going on in JCW?
We got a Mickey Knuckles appearance.
The last 2 weeks have been rough for me to watch.
We got Ken Anderson and Nick Nemeth and the Cowboy.
Yeah, I don't care about. I really don't care about Mr. Anderson anymore.
Matt Cardona came in, and Mr. Anderson cost the Cowboy James Storm his title match.
Yeah, I know. I want to see more Big Al. I like what Big Al is doing. She's running amok over the women's division. All right. No, Flo Kane in the Outbreak. Big Vito. Big Vito's got a lot of issues.
Sure does.
He turned on the Monster Corporation and Jasmine St. Clair, and he wants all her shit out of his apartment. How rude.
What a jerk off.
No way. Kick that old bird to the curb.
Why?
Had enough of her. Had enough of her.
You haven't had any of her.
Had enough. No, don't need any. You know, I don't need that. Vito's like the shining star in all this bullshit. Best.
He's so
fucking amazing.
Yeah, when he was got with the Brothers of Funstruction.
Mm-hmm.
And they're eating the popcorn. He's like, "You should come." And they're like, "Does he know who we are? Like, who are the Brothers of Funstruction now? I gotta know."
And he walks back in. He's like, "You guys like veal cutlets?" It's fucking amazing. He's great. He fucking makes the entire show every week for me. One thing that bugged the hell out of me is it was three matches. We had four grab the fucking Jenny spots. Like, is nobody talking to the other guy like, "Hey, you guys doing fucking in locker rooms that I've been in, you call it ball play. Like, anybody doing ball play in your match?" I'm like, "No, all right, cool. We're going to do ball play." Like, is nobody fucking communicating that? We're not doing ball play. We're doing ball play. Nothing.
It's JCW. I guarantee there's fucking, I can't imagine what's going on in that locker room. Somebody's got to be probably snowy days and grassy days for sure.
Somebody's got to be saying something. And that fuck that like, and I like Big Al too. I like Danny Moe. Haley J can eat a shit. But what? to have the referee just insert herself into the match and say I won was, I did not like that play at all.
I know, bro.
Come on, bro. And then was it Miles Clark? I don't know what that shit's all about. Didn't care about that at all. And then I like that Cardona won because I didn't see that coming at all. So I was happy about that.
Yeah, you probably thought like, "Oh, Cardona's done. He's going to lose the title."
Yeah.
It was easy.
Yeah, it was easy.
Madman Pondo. Madman Pondo cannot. He could barely walk anymore. It's fucking sad.
He's like 59 years old though, too.
I know. Can't they give him something else to do?
And the fucking like him dragging fucking Mikey gimmicks out, and then like he can't fucking drag him anymore. Like he literally can't drag him. He like stops, and he turns around. And he's got to grab him by the leg, and he's like, "All right, you push yourself while I'm pulling. Come on." Well,
I don't understand what there was even a point for him dragging him back. There was no need for that.
None.
Because Vampiro, when he's not farting, when he's not farting on commentary, he hates Mosh Pit Mike. He's trying to get rid of Mosh Pit Mike. I personally also don't fucking care for Mosh Pit Mike. He can fucking go. Mickey Knuckles can go. Madman Pondo can fucking go. All right. Do you know who Miles Clark is?
No.
Yes. Yes, I do.
I didn't realize that was a gimmick he had used before.
Brundo, did you watch? Are you watching JCW?
No, I haven't. I didn't watch this week. I'm going to definitely check it out.
Brundo would have known.
Yeah. Miles Clark is Drake Younger.
What is this gimmick? I've never seen
Mr. 50s, 1950s. Yes. 50s, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
What a weird gimmick for Drake Younger to have, right?
Yeah. Hey, he's supposedly better now.
Yeah, that's what he said. I like him, though. I like it.
It's interesting. I'll give him that. Hey, what'd you think of Ninja Mac Facade running back? I didn't realize it was a 2 out of 3 that we were going 3 weeks with it.
Yeah, 2 out of 3. 2 out of 3.
Listen, Ninja Mac can go, Facade can go, but there were way too many times where fucking Ninja Mac was just standing there. And then all of a sudden when Facade jumps, oh, got to get in position.
Yeah. Does it look like a smaller ring than he
usually? It is.
It is, right?
I don't even know if it's a 16 footer. It might be a 16, I was going to say. I don't think it's an 18 footer. It's definitely a
smaller ring. Definitely not 18. Definitely not 18. It's tiny.
Yeah. Look, man, it's a super entertaining show. Like Drake Younger as Mr. 50s is so fucking weird. Like he like approaches Vince Russo and he's like, and I'm like, all right, this is fucking over the top goofy. Like I'm in. Like I like I've been watching a lot of like older wrestling. Like I like shit like that. Like the matches don't have to be like perfect. But if you're telling me a story throughout the show and there's like characters like the Big Vito stuff with the clowns and the Monster Corporation is falling apart, like I'm in. The stuff with Vince Russo and Big Vito, like I'm in. I like it. It's goofy. It's an easy watch. I don't know. That's where I am with Jake. I'm still in. I didn't really enjoy the last 2 weeks. They're the Ken Anderson, James Storm stuff. I don't like Kerry Morton as a heel. Love it.
You notice, yeah. You notice CM Punk gets picked on for wearing a shirt by Kevin Nash, but doesn't say anything about Ken Anderson. Just saying.
Ken Anderson's not really on TV.
Yeah. And one's on WWE and the other one's on fucking JCW.
Yeah. One's the world champion.
Well, Ken Anderson's a former world champion, isn't he?
And TNA?
Yeah.
Yeah, the number two promotion.
According to Matt Hart.
Steve Jordan says the ring's 14.
Huh. Yeah.
Jeez.
It's a Zumhoff.
Zumhoff rings are 8x8.
He calls it the playpen.
Thank you, Brundlefly.
No.
You know, at first it went over my head, but goddamn, Brundo, well fucking played. Well fucking played, sir.
What did I see on there was something on the Observer yesterday with a lot of JCW news as to who's coming in. I think they're bringing in a WCW guy to do commentary. I think Jonathan Coachman's coming in to do commentary. I think they're bringing in EC3, PCO's coming in. I think they're bringing in a bunch of people.
What happened to all the canceled dates?
Yeah. Was that the concert?
I think that was more of a concert thing because they still ran that week, the past weekend in Denver, I think.
Okay. Yeah, as long as I don't have to hear that fucking Amico on the commentary, I'm pretty happy.
Jersey Cow Jesse just texted me. Wolf. He says, you haven't seen the Wizard. He said, you haven't seen the Wizards until you've seen them on a 77-inch TV with the subwoofer going.
Oh, my God. Please send a picture to the chat.
He sent this picture.
Subwoof.
I think my light's in the way.
Bro.
Attaboy, Jersey Cow Jesse.
That's us.
That's us.
Fucking awesome.
On your YouTube TV.
All right, can we get to homework? I'm getting fucking tired.
Yes, Tony's getting sleepy. Also, for all you WWE guys out there, enjoy Evil. You're going to love him when he comes to the WWE.
Oh, is that for real?
Yep.
He's definitely leaving.
You're going to love him.
Though they did announce a Noah show with a mystery partner for Naito, and they dropped Evil's catchphrase, so maybe he's not leaving right away.
Oh, you think he's going to Noah?
Maybe, yeah.
Interesting. Well, we don't know it for sure, but...
I was going to say, no way.
All right, guys, I took you back to January 24th, 1994. I can already tell by HK's face. Women's All Japan Pro Wrestling. Aja Khan against Yumiko Hota. We already got some head shakes. All right. All right. I'm interested. Give it to me. Talk to me, boys.
Brundo, you're up.
It was something. It was something. I mean, like, fucking Aja Khan, she's what, like the Vader of women's wrestling at this point. And like, even just from the start, it felt like Fry and Takayama with the two of them just fucking throwing bombs and shit like that. And yeah, three pile drivers in a row. And this was so, I didn't hate it.
It was like, I don't know, it was something. If they're working or they're shooting.
Oh my god! Yeah, those kicks and those
right when she when that Hoda when she kicked Aja Khan in the face,
yeah, she broke her nose. I think
it was like I was like, oh, okay, this is gonna get real, real fast. But I don't think Tony and HK enjoyed this at all.
HK, I defer to you, sir.
Yeah, did he pass out from the pain?
A lot off your chest.
You know. I went into this thinking, I'm gonna give it a shot. Double T sent me this shit before, and I didn't quite like it. I was like, I'm gonna give this a shot. Gonna think happy thoughts going in, and then the match starts, and the first thing I think is, why is Aja Khan beating up that young man? What did he ever do to her? And she beats the shit out of the entire thing, and then all of a sudden. The gentleman kind of starts to come back a little bit, and then she fucks him up again. And I'm watching. It's not a wrestling match. It's not a wrestling match. I don't know what's going on. I didn't like it. Didn't like anything about it. Brundlefly's like, well, I didn't hate it. Well, fuck you, Brundlefly. I hated it.
I don't like this backdoor dealing where we're talking to each other about each other.
What are you talking about?
Oh, you were talking about what Brundo just said?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought you meant like you guys were texting on the side. Like,
no, you want me to text him? I'll text him right now. Hold on. Here, I'll give me a second. I'll text him. I'll let him know how I felt. Here, I got him up. Brundlefly.
You always got me up, pal.
I hated.
Hated?
Shit.
What did you hate about it?
P.S. Can you explain why that chubby monster was beating up that college-aged man? Got it.
There it is.
So you didn't like it at all?
I fucking hated it.
Why?
There was not a spot. There was Double T. Double T. Why? Why do you do this? You force us. You hate women's wrestling. You hate it. And then you force us to watch these women beat the fuck out of each other. I don't want to beat the fuck out of each other. No, it's fucking disgusting. Hideous. I hate everything about it. What are you doing? Oh, kicking the face. What are you doing? Oh, kicking the face. What are you doing? Oh, slapping the fucking mouth. What are you doing? Oh, kicking the nose. And then they fuck with the hand? With the hand bullshit? Oof.
Yeah,
no, right. No, you, I love you, buddy, but you need some work on this, right?
You need something different.
You know, no, Toilet, it was not something different. And you know what the difference is? Tony will assign us women's wrestling that's nice and fun and enjoyable, and nobody's fucking bleeding out of everywhere and punching and kicking in the face. It's nice wrestling. It's nice. And you assign us this wrestling, this ladies wrestling that is just slaughterhouse bullshit.
I hate it.
You want to know what I think of it? I got a thumb down.
I like the open palm face punches.
Oof. No, bad.
Bad.
Yeah.
All bad.
No, great. No, so great stuff. So how did Tuukka, whatever her name is, how did she cut her hand open? Did she
make a hold?
Yes. Yeah, I didn't catch that either.
It had to be on the outside with the pile driver on the table and then the I'm going to throw this chair as hard as I can at you.
Yeah, I don't know, man. This was to me, this just came across as violence for the sake of violence. Like,
yep.
It was just, and it was rough, dude. Like, I don't get uncomfortable watching wrestling unless it's like needles to the dick or like needles in the mouth or blast boards coming out from under the ring. Like, this genuinely made me uncomfortable. Although, the one entertaining spot, which I really did enjoy, which was outside the ring, Aja Kong was working a chin lock. I guess at some point they needed a rest hold from all the exciting action. A cameraman and somebody else went running by left, right to left in the background in the fucking crowd. I said, whoa, what the fuck was that? I rewound it. It was a cameraman. I thought maybe something happened in the crowd. It really made me chuckle.
Can I add, Tony, is it because like professional wrestling, right? It is really the art of making it appear violent and making it appear like, and this was, there was no art to of that applied to this match. This was kicks to the fucking face. This was, you know what I mean? Like, it was just sheer violence, not the art of making it look violent.
Yeah, but like, look, like, I've been a fan of like All Japan stuff in the 90s, like Misawa, Kobashi, like those, like all those guys, like really laying them in and really fucking hitting each other. Like, I was a fan of that. This just seemed like it was just fucking nonstop. Like, give a shit a chance to register, but no, like wham, 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 wham. And, dude, three fucking pile drivers and the fucking dude gets right up.
Not a dude.
So Brundle Fly explained it though. He explained it to me. I texted him like you asked me to, Double T. I said, Brundle Fly, I hated this shit. P.S. Can you explain why that chubby monster was beating that college-aged man? And then Brundlefly says she was on the rag. So we got the explanation.
Jesus, dude. I don't know, man. And then who did she challenge at the end? She challenged Hokuto.
Yeah, that she said, was retiring, I guess.
We're going to have a tag match. And then, like, who? I don't know who she said she was taking for her partner. And then Hokuto says, like, oh, I'm taking the girl you just beat to be my partner because fuck it, why not? Like, I don't know. And the interviews suck. The interviews just fucking suck. Oh, I'm going to come take your belt. I beat you before. And it's like, okay. You want to come get this belt? Come get it. Although the stalling in the middle of the match really made me fucking laugh when fucking the dude cut his hand open and fucking Aja Kong's going, come on, come take my belt. And it wasn't even the fucking All Japan women's title. It was like the WWWA championship. So were they already fucking depleted that they were working with other promotions at this point? It was really weird. Red belt. Yeah.
Yeah, the big red belt.
And at point, every referee had red shoes anyway. So it didn't fucking, like, red shoes just kind of copped the gimmick from everyone else.
I want to say that woman was Manami Toyota.
No, it wasn't Toyota. I thought it was Hokuto, Akira Hokuto.
Let me see here. Hoda.
Hoda. Hoda, Hoda.
Hoda.
Hoda, Hoda.
Hold on.
I heard Akira when she was saying something. So I think
Akira. Talking about
the one that came down at the end of the match?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Scott Baio.
Bro, her hair was on fucking 80s fleek, dude.
Was that no, it wasn't that. I'm trying to find Charles it on
Kira Hokuto, yeah. I'm telling
Scott
you.
Scott Baio.
Shut up. What was the dude's name again?
Hoda.
Scott.
Yumiko Hoda.
Hoda. Hoda. Hotta. That was it.
Yeah. Hotta.
And this fucking douche, Gila Douche, was doing the fucking backstage interview too.
Gila Douche?
Gila Douche, the guy from the fucking MXC.
Oh, yeah.
Kendori is a shit. What the fuck?
What?
I didn't know.
I'm going back and watching it. Let me see. She
called 2 days later, Hoda and Manami Toyo Aja Khan and another woman in a tag match. Suzuki Manami?
Wait, she says, come here. You're called. Wait. Hold on. I'm almost there. Come here. And watch him. Fuck.
Is it Kyoku in a
way? No, it was Hokuto. She's calling out Akira Hokuto.
Trust me, dude. That's who she's calling out.
Akira Hokuto?
Yes.
You're muted there, Brundlefly.
Yeah, I just noticed that. Thank you.
Trying to find.
I'm looking out for you, buddy.
Akira Hokuto is only 58. Can we get on the show?
Who?
Scott Baio?
Oh my God, the two of yous.
I'm trying to find out who that person was.
I'm telling you who it was, you dildo. I just watched a match back.
I already said who it was.
Who was
it's it? Not Scott Baio.
Yes, it is.
Dude. You almost made me say a bad word. Stop it.
I don't know who it was because they said they
fucking told you.
Can nobody fucking hear me?
Oh my God.
What?
All right. Who did you? One more time. Just give it
to me. Hokuto. Hokuto? Yes, Hokutoa. Like Sokotoa. I'm on cage match because that's the fucking way to go.
Okay, what's the
DB?
I'm looking.
Is there a date?
That's
for
the same
match?
One that was in WCW, right?
Akira yes.
Yeah. Oh, there she is. Oh,
here, yeah. Here. Wait, no, wait, that's not.
Yeah, it. I found it. It's from Wrestling Queendom. In
what's the date?
3/27/94. I found Akira Hokuto, but I don't see her tagging with fucknuts here.
Wait, hot. Oh, let me search for Hada.
For hobbits?
Yes, hobbits. There's one on the show with us.
Yeah, because according to Cage Match, Akira Hokuto only wrestled 5 matches in the women AJW in 1994.
See, Steve Jordan says, take the dildo out of your ears. He knows it's Scott Baio.
Well, she was probably one of the ones that had to retire early. They had the age cut off.
Yeah, but it looks like she wrestled a ton after 94.
Well, yeah, a lot of them came back after that, but she had to. Was it still for All Japan Women that she wrestled a lot?
She was there in 95.
Maybe the match never happened. Because right here in November 30th, 1993, the AJW Tag League Best of 93.
Yeah,
it was Yumiko Hada and Aja Kong actually teamed up to beat Hokuto and Miami Toyota.
Hmm.
Well, this took place in 94, so you're looking in the wrong year.
Fucking no, I don't see shit for 94.
I do. I'm looking at it right now.
Dynamite Kasani and Yukimo Hada defeated Aja Kong and Akira Hokuto, so they were teaming up.
Yeah, but that's August of 94. In March of 94, Akira Hokuto and Shinobu Kandori.
Oh, I don't give a fuck. It's Hokuto. I just watched the fucking video.
But I'm telling you, the young boy didn't end up being Hakuda's tag team partner.
Okay.
It ended up being...
The young boy. Young boy.
That's my pick. Yeah, we know who teamed with the young boy.
Fuck yeah.
Don't do it.
Dicks out for Buck.
I don't know. I like this... The women in that era, like, they had to try harder and be better than the men, so they beat the fucking shit out of each other.
Yeah, that's
all
what you
these
want.
Women.
Well,
I like this. I like the fucking awkward violence. I like the kicks to the face, the open palm strikes. I didn't give a shit about the no selling of the pile drivers, and I love the finish. The little college boy tried to fucking German suplex her off the top rope, and she just fucking squashed her, and that was it.
That looked like it fucking hurt.
She went for a fucking. She was going double underhook on her, and then she dropped her. It was a shit show. Nobody's selling shit. I fucking hated it.
No, the finish was pretty fucking good. The finish was good.
Ajakon took the fucking straight jacket German suplex off the top rope, and she landed on her fucking dome.
She's still wrestling, isn't she?
She wrestled in that fucking AEW women's tournament 5 years ago during COVID.
I worked a show with her 2 years ago.
That's right. Yeah. Yes. Can't wait for that to come up in the fucking archives.
She was kicking me in the face. I guess I didn't look like a young enough little boy.
I hope you get the fucking shit beat out of you.
That's not very nice.
I hope Ajakon beats the shit out of you.
No, I want to see Ajakon.
No, because I'll just call Scott Baio and he'll have me back.
I don't know what Scott Baio's doing. That's a
lot. Have me back when you fucking Irish? Oh, he'll have me back.
Ajakon wrestled fucking today and won a battle royal in Japan. She did.
There's nobody to fucking lift her over the top. Over the top.
She's a like legend.
Fucking Iron Sheik. There's no way she's getting over the top.
She's a fucking legend.
She's a legend.
She's a legend.
She's only 55.
Oh, great. She's available.
Wow. She's on Twitter. Do we follow her?
Oh, can we please book her on the show?
Does she speak English, Ansel Kevin?
Doesn't matter. Tell her we need a translator.
I'll save that until the show comes out.
No, we need to know. Spoilers. We were trying to book her.
I want to follow.
Yes. I would love to talk to Ajakon and tell her what a fucking amazing match this was.
This is Ajakon. I'll instantly block anyone posting under other names. Tweets about Mount Fuji are the main focus.
Mount Fuji? Was she climbing Mount Fuji?
I don't know, but then she's got a bunch of shows she's promoting up here.
Here?
No, on her Twitter. I'm sorry.
You meant like in Jersey. I was like, she's going to be at the Mecca?
Oh, that would be fucking great.
She's going to be at the Heart Ballroom.
I say XPW. She's doing a double shot. She's working the wrestling match and making some videos.
XPW.
I followed her on Instagram, double T.
Smart. Yes. All right. So I don't know about I think the bottom half of the screen, HK already said thumbs down. Tony's going thumbs down.
Yeah. You know what? There was a little bit, but not enough to save this one.
All right, I'm going thumbs up because I suggested it, but Brundo, this falls to you, buddy.
I think like a 3/4 thumbs up. I don't know if I'd go back and watch it again, but I didn't hate it, so
all right,
I enjoyed a lot of it.
You know what?
Well, thumbs in the middle.
Yeah, now that I'm thinking about it.
So we got like a gas tank, thumbs down, thumbs in the middle, 3/4 of the way, thumbs up.
So then the question is the streak still alive for next week?
Is it a wash?
So the streak is over after Hulkamania, Run Wild in Japan. We had back-to-back Japan weeks here.
Yeah.
Who's up? Handsome Kevin? I would love to have Kevin's another up. One. Oh, fuck.
No, I'm up for this one.
Oh, Brundlefly. We got Japan, baby.
You know what's funny? We are staying in Japan.
Fuck yes.
And if you thought this one was fucking brutal... we are going May 21st, 1989, UWF Japan. And we are watching Masasuke Funaki versus Bob fucking Backlund.
Oh, Bobby B.
I knew you'd get fucking pumped for that, HK.
I'm in.
So I got it on YouTube. I'll shit it over after the show.
Yes, I'll shit on it too.
don't shit on it. No, send it. Send the link.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic stuff. What a good time. What a good time. I don't think we have any guests next week. I think we're just doing the four of us, a little Royal Rumble fallout.
Woo!
Yep.
Great. And we will decide in the interim whether or not we're going to do picks for another god-awful year. And maybe I can come up with some punishments.
That would be good.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
Hey, your punishment last year was a fucking hit.
Oh, the puppets?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe the puppets come back.
I also think, if Tony wants to be, the game master and the three of us do picks, and then, after every pay-per-view, whoever gets the worst score has to do a punishment. I was thinking, whoever has the worst score at the Royal Rumble has to do the next show from their bathroom, the Royal Grumble.
The Grumble?
Bro, that's got fucking legs, dude. We need to talk about that this week.
There's a lot of dumb shit up here, but sometimes I come up with a pretty good idea.
That's a fucking gem, dude.
Tony's tired of winning. He could be the game master.
He is a great game master.
Oh, my God, but I have to come up with a punishment for 12 fucking months?
I mean, it could be like you have to do the show in a lucha mask and not a comfortable one.
Oh, fucking Jesse's here. Hot dog gimmick. Eat as many hot dogs as they were points behind you on the show.
God damn, I'd be eating a lot of hot dogs.
I think I was three behind.
So in other words, it's every day.
I'm not too bad. I'm only seven behind.
You'd have to eat two vegan hot dogs for every real hot dog, though.
I'm 18 behind. Tony, I could easily eat like 18 hot dogs in two shows.
No, one show. Yeah, come on.
One show? Oof. All right.
If you fail, you got to do it again next week. If you fail, you got to do double the next week.
Oh, how would I do
seven, no problem.
You'd have to go one in the front, one in the back.
Well, I was thinking about, you know, two in the back, but
oh, I could put the fucking crock pot up here and just let them sit in there.
Even better, you could do your produce Pete and fucking impression. You could tell us about harvesting your tomatoes while you're sticking them in your keister.
Can I split it in half? Can I do 9 1 week and 9 the next?
No, and it's HDB. It's hot dogs and buns, so you better get this fucking soaking.
Yeah, but there's no fucking way I'm eating 18 hot dogs in 2 hours.
Joey Chestnut can eat 70 in fucking 10 minutes. You can't put away 18 in 2 hours.
He's a food eater.
Bro, you can do it. I have faith in you.
That's a terrible idea.
Bro, have him fucking eat 18 hot dogs and drinking it down with a gallon of milk. Just fucking yakking all over the fucking studio.
Cereal killers.
Fucking milk. Call fucking lawn sprinkler fucking produce tea. And with that, can we cue the fucking music, please?
I'm definitely in on the hot dog thing, though.
Of course you are. You're in on it every day you live.
I like hot dogs. I just don't think I could eat 18 of them.
He likes them unclipped, HK.
Eats them for the shape.
Also, I have to worry about, like, who runs the show if I'm just eating fucking hot dogs.
You do.
I can't. There's no way.
I think we can handle it.
We wouldn't be able to get through a show with me just shoveling hot dogs down my
throat. Yes, we would.
How long does it take to eat one hot dog?
Oh, my God. I would get Rhiannon to come in and punch you in the stomach as hard as she can. Every 10 minutes just to keep you in check. Come on. The dish. The old fucking bread basket.
I can't. 18 hot dogs is all.
Oh, my God. And fucking let the cats come up to fucking eat all the shit. You wouldn't have to clean it up.
No, I'm not going to let my cats eat my fucking hot dog vomit.
Doubt it.
I won't let them eat each other's vomit. I'm not going to let them eat my
vomit. That was a fucking loss on your end when you did that. You should have let nature
Steve Jordan said it would be entertaining to watch.
Fuck 18 yeah,
dogs, man.
There's got to be a happy medium. There's no shot I can eat 18 hot dogs.
You can.
Why are we talking about this? You don't have to eat 18 hot dogs.
I'm all for it. This is a great idea.
I'm telling you, if you can't eat 18 hot dogs, there's no way you would ever have stood a chance at a hot dog competition with me.
Could you eat 18 boxes of Cheez-Its in a sitting?
That's a lot of Cheez-Its.
Yeah, no shit. Wash it down with milk.
Hold on. You think you could eat 18 hot dogs in 2 hours? And
probably.
Yeah, probably.
I want to. It's on. Punishment is a hot dog eating contest.
Well, we're going to blue sky that for next week. We'll see how it goes. I'll run up the flag.
I know. I want to see this idiot eat fucking 18 hot dogs in 2.5 hours.
No, you're the bitch that was like, I can't do it. I could never do it. There's no way I can do it.
I know my limit.
3 years ago, you're like, oh, I'll fuck kick your ass in a hot dog eating contest. Look at me. I could eat 85 hot dogs.
Okay. I'm inclined to go along with this, but then what happens to the losers of the hot dog eating contest? Like, where do we go from there? Like, what does the winner get, or like, what do the losers have to do next?
The loser has to do the show the rest of the year in a hot dog costume.
No, come on, we got to come up with something better.
I'm sticking bean boozers
up your ass. You got to shit in the bathroom with your wife in the shower on the show.
Done.
If you lose the hot dog eating contest,
I can't. My wife's not home on Monday.
Well, then you better start eating, son.
And I kind of like being married to my wife, so that's enough for me.
Well, then I guess you better be fucking hungry next Monday.
She fucking knocked you in the nuts.
Well, I need to know if we're doing this. I gotta figure out where I'm gonna put a crock pot. I gotta get the Bert, the dogs, the buns.
Did you say the Bert?
Yeah, he's gonna eat them.
You almost said the birds. I think.
All right, we got to think about this. We can put the announcement on our fucking Wizards Patreon thing. So if you want to know what we're doing for punishments next week, subscribe, people. If you don't want to cough up the dollar, if you don't want the archive for the $3, that's on you because it's fantastic. But if you want to join us and get that newsletter before the show every week, sign up for the free Patreon pass. Great. It's all there. Patreon.com/Wizards Podcast or Patreon.shiningwizards.com. That's it. I'm fucking tired. The boys are tired. We had enough fucking grumbles and grunts and shots or whatever the fuck we were talking about in Ginzo Land today. Let's cue that motherfucking music.
This has been a production of the Shining Wizards Network. For everything Shining Wizards, visit ShiningWizards.com. And don't forget to listen to all the great shows of the Shining Wizards Network.
Yes, Jay Fitness. Do you have the Wizards newsletter? You get it every Sunday or Monday. You should have it in your email. Special thanks to executive producer Manny Kratzo, producers Kate Hensler, High Five Tom, Ryan Schlong, Al Day, Kathy Omer, Jesse Elwell, Emily Brock, Unknown Biscuits, Michael Hammond, Keith Parker, and David Henry Bauer III.
Night, Diana.
Kevin.
Are they busting on you, Kevin?
Where did Kevin go? I don't see him. I can hear it. I know, poor handsome Kevin. They were busting on me. No, some girl talking and talking.
Give me the blubber, Ma.
How did I get here? I want to watch them with their blubber and their whatever they got here.
That's all I needed. That's all I fucking needed.
Bye, everybody. Now I'm just.